is here. That means Bison Football Friday nights. Kix 96.1, highplainsradio.net, the KICX app at the Kix 96.1 YouTube channel. Bison Bus back in Gearing, along with all the fans and radio guys as well. We're in the panhandle. First of two trips for the Bison. We'll be out west here at Scott's Bluff here in a couple of weeks. Tonight, the Gearing Bulldogs come in 4-0 and playing some pretty good football under head coach Danny O'Boyle. Coming up in our Wagner Ford pregame, we'll talk to Coach O'Boyle, head coach Joe Petrosky McCook, our Bison senior interview. It's senior Andrew Pokup. And we're going to talk a little Bison football for the pass running backs. Today, Mark Arp over at Concordia is having a phenomenal year at running back for Concordia. One of the GPAC conference's top running backs, coming off a 200-yard performance 2 weeks ago, 100 yards last week. We'll talk to Mark about his team and about his running the last couple of weeks. That's all coming up in our Wagner Ford pregame. It's coming up here shortly on Kix 96.1.
Refreshing news. Vols Plumbing and Heating, your Carrier dealer in McCook, can keep you cool as a cucumber this summer. They can. Carrier's Infinity Series Central Air Conditioner with Green Speed Intelligence offers refined cooling, steady comfort, energy efficiency, and exceedingly quiet, cool performance. And each passes a legendary Carrier 100% run testing for quality and reliability. Learn more about Carrier Air Conditioning at Vols Plumbing and Heating, 1005 East C Street in McCook, keeping you chilled this summer.
Serving every family as our own, Carpenter Breland Funeral Home and Monuments goes above and beyond for every family we serve, not because it's our business, but because it's our way of life. Carpenter Breland Funeral Home and Monuments of McCook, proudly serving Southwest Nebraska and Northwest Kansas.
It's time to update your vehicle with one of the most dependable, longest-lasting vehicles on the road today. The Chevrolet Silverado from Wagner Chevrolet delivers proven power and capability. Whether you're looking to hold a large family or just your big personality, Chevrolet Traverse is ready for anything. This midsize SUV offers the technology and advanced safety features to help you arrive with confidence. Test drive your next vehicle at Wagner Chevrolet in downtown McCook.
You're gonna save when you buy a car from us today.
On the field or on the court, rely on your MVP, athletic trainer Evan DeCook of Community Hospital. He provides services to McCook Community College and McCook High School, covering games, assisting with rehab and recovery, and providing early injury recognition and evaluation. DeCook holds a Master of Athletic Training degree from the University of Nebraska at Kearney, is board certified and state licensed. We're your community hospital. Advanced care, always there.
Pre-game show is brought to you by your friends at Wagner Ford Toyota. Best of luck, Bison, from Wagner Ford Toyota, located on the corner of West 2nd C in downtown McCook, the dealer that makes the difference.
Wagner Ford pregame continues on Kix 96.1 right before McCook and Gearing here at the top of the hour. I tell you, former Bison running back standout Mark Arp is having a tremendous season with Concordia. We talked to Mark about a month ago before the season started. Very excited. He should be. His team just got the one loss to Morningside. We'll talk about here shortly. But Mark, off to a tremendous start. Got to be happy before we talk about your individual accolades and what you're doing individually. That running back spot, your team is doing well early.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're rolling. We got two tough opponents coming up in these next 2 weeks. We got Dort this week. He's in the top 10. And then Northwestern next week, who's ranked number 2. So I'm excited. It's a good test to see, you know, what we can do against two top 10 opponents. So, yeah, I'm excited. But, yeah, team's doing well. We're rolling right now. So good stuff.
Opened up the season. Waldorf, pretty easy win, 45-7. Played Morningside in the second game, and a tough loss. And I think a lot of folks maybe saw the score they put up against Doan last week, 70-zip. It was 51-21, and that Morningside team, for real, even though they have lost one game this year.
Yeah. You know, that's the game I wish we could get back. I think everyone on the team wishes we could get back. We really beat ourselves. We had turnovers. We didn't play the best. I don't know if it was a mental block. But, yeah, no, Morningside, they're always, again, they're always a great program, always a powerhouse. But that's a game, I think, if we go back and play how we're playing now, that score is not 51-21. It's a little closer. So,
was turnovers kind of a big part of that game, or what was kind of the turning point?
Yep, turnovers too early in the first half really just shifted the momentum and then kind of just, you know, it was hard to dig out of that hole that we created for ourselves early. So
Week 3, let's talk about that one, Mark. Wow, folks had a chance to check out the website and checked out the highlights on Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it. You saw Mark had a tremendous game. Probably the best one of your career. What, 32 carries over 200 yards? Man, you were carrying the mail that day, weren't you?
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those things, the big guys up front, they were just dominating. So they just kept giving me the ball. And it was funny. I didn't even realize, I carried the ball 32 times till after the game. I was like, oh, my gosh. You know, that's the most carries I've gotten in my career. And, again, yeah, that was the best game I've had so far. But, again, every week I'm looking to top it. So
you're just kind of in the flow of the game. And by the end of the game, you're shocked. It's, I carried 32 times. That's career high in carries for a game for you, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%. 100%, yeah.
And most importantly, of course, you won the game. You won the game going away in that one as well, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
You came back with another big win, last week, 63-13. Boy, the offense, I see the most points ever by a Bulldog team in a GPAC conference game since 82. The offense was rolling that game.
Yeah, I mean, when our offense, we got so many weapons and a really experienced O-line. We just got a lot of experience, like we talked about earlier in the season. And when, you know, we're all firing on all cylinders, it's like, it's kind of tough to stop. We got pass game, run game. Whatever you decide to stop, we come at you with the other one. So, I'm just blessed to play with the guys that I play with.
And you had another big game offensively, 24 carries, 156 yards. It's becoming the norm now. You're getting, you have 20-plus carries. You're open to that every week, aren't you?
Yeah. It's breakout game, like week 3, and they asked me to, carry the load again. And so, as long as I'm still trucking, as long as my legs still work, I'm open to the open to the workload. So, yeah, it's fun.
And your quarterback had 5 touchdown passes. Boy, you get balanced, and the defense doesn't know what to do. Cover the pass, cover the run. It just, the offense, it just makes it easy on the offense, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
I got to give praise to your defense. I mean, you guys see those guys every day in practice. They're not giving up any points in a lot of these games, a touchdown or two, and that's about it.
Yeah, no, our defense, our whole D-line, super experienced, our linebackers as well. Secondary's a little younger, but most of them played last year. And so, again, like this year, we just have a ton of experience on both sides of the ball. And, shout out to the defense for, making stops. And when we don't score, making sure they don't either. So,
Mark, you got a big game coming up this week at home as Dort comes to town. I see they're ranked 9th in the country. I'm sure you watched a lot of game film. This is going to be a challenging game, at least early watching them on film. It's going to be a challenge, isn't it?
Absolutely. Dort, their D-line is always super, super good, super strong, super fast, super physical. They don't let up a lot of rush yards, but I'm excited. I love a challenge. If it comes easy, it's not as fun. So I'm excited to see what Dort has and just play. And it's homecoming, too, so that's always fun, just the environment and the atmosphere. So, yeah, no, I'm really excited for Saturday.
I tell you, football's kind of big over there in Seward with the college and what they're doing. Seward High is off to a good start. Everybody's kind of liking the footballs on Fridays and Saturdays, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, I we just got to keep it rolling. Don't want to let the people down, Rich.
No question. Football's going good. Class is going good. It's still early in the schedule, but boy, you could not ask for a better start to this football season. What you're going through right now?
Absolutely, it's such a blessing. I'm sure you know me growing up. I'm really strong in my faith, and all thanks to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ every day for blessing me with my body to be able to play, my mind to be able to do school. And so every day is a blessing. And so I can't be more thankful for just the ability to play. And then, of course, to put the cherry on top, the start of the season that I've had. So it's been great.
And staying healthy. Everything's been AO, knock on wood, and staying healthy throughout the season so far.
Absolutely. So far, so good. A little dinged up, but nothing I can't fight through. So
that's just an occurrence with every football player. You're going to be sore, you're going to be hurting at the end of the game, but if it's with a W instead of an L, it's not going to hurt as much, right?
Exactly. Wake up Sunday morning feeling a little bit better, for sure.
Hey, Mark, great stuff as always. Thank you so much. Appreciate the time. Best of luck this week. We'll catch you down the line. Okay, big guy?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Rich. Have a good one, man.
Former Bison standout, now Concordia running back Mark Arp. We'll take a break. We'll get to our coaches coming up in just a little bit. Also, we'll have a chat with Bison senior Andrew Pocup. Talk about, of course, the big one against Crete and what's coming up here tonight against Gehring. Our Wagner Ford pregame continues next on Kix 96.1. Getting a little hot under the collar? Well, under your roof, Veteran Heating and Air and American Standard want to keep you cool as a cucumber this summer. Call Veteran HVAC 737-5292 and ask about the great deals on new American Standard AC units. Or maybe your current system needs a little work? Call Veteran HVAC and ask about service calls and service plans. Veteran Heating and Air and American Standard, helping you keep your cool. Call today 737-5292 or visit veteranhvac.com.
Hi, this is Danny with Tobias Dental Care. Have you been told that you need a root canal or an extraction and that you'll have to go out of town to have it done? Dr. Tobias has been doing these procedures for over 25 years, and he may be able to save you from the inconvenience of having to travel out of town. Call us today at 345-1510 or stop by and make an appointment at 411 West 5th Street in McCook. And remember, at Tobias Dental Care, we make it easy for you to smile.
We're here today in the service department of Davini Motors with a man who brought his car in. What seems to be the problem?
It's making a funny noise, you know, like... So I brought it in.
Smart move. Davini's highly trained staff of auto experts can properly diagnose your vehicle and get it back to tip-top shape in no time. They carry quality OEM parts, too.
Can they fix...
I'm sure they can. It's not a deal unless it's a Davini deal. Davini Motors, 401 East B Street, McCook. Davini Chrysler Jeep Dodge.com.
Isn't it a drag when your body just won't cooperate? It's like it doesn't understand you're trying to score, hit home runs, or just keep up with the grandkids. That's where the physical therapists at Community Hospital Rehab Center come in. My name is Ryan Harden. I'm a physical therapist and athletic trainer up at the hospital, and we are here to help you conquer your game, your life, and your weekends. Offering specialized treatments like dry needling, blood flow restriction training, and cupping, we are passionate about your success and safety. We help you play. Reach out to Frontier County Physical Therapy in Curtis or Community Hospital Rehabilitation Center in McCook.
The pregame show is brought to you by your friends at Wagner Ford Toyota. Best of luck, Bison, from Wagner Ford Toyota, located on the corner of West 2nd C in downtown McCook, the dealer that makes the difference.
Wagner Ford pregame continues here at Kix 96.1, highplainsradio.net, or KICX app, and the Kix 96.1 YouTube channel. Our pregame continues before kickoff here at 7 o'clock. Gary and McCook, every week we have a chance to talk with a different Bison senior, and this week get a chance to talk to the tallest guy on the team, I think. I think he's probably, he's, at least he's up there. And that senior offensive defensive lineman, Andrew Pocup. And you've got to be the tallest one, or if not the tallest one, right?
I think Oliver Corbett has
I forgot. My bad. So you're the tallest senior, though, right?
Yes, I would say so.
Yeah. It's been a fun season. 3-1 so far. Chance to make it 4-1 up at DeGaring. So your senior year is going pretty good, isn't it?
Yep, so far. So pretty excited going 3-1. We wish we could have got that fourth one, but, I mean, we got to put it in the past and move forward and take that opportunity to learn.
But you bounced back in a good way. The Creek game, great bounce back game. Your guys, you know, pitching a shutout. I know everybody wanted that donut on the board, and you kept it for the most of the game.
Yeah, that donut on the board looked pretty good for our defense. And then we got our offense going in that second half to make things better, and hopefully we can do the same against Gehring. So.
Off-season work for you, getting ready for the season. Work your tail off because they needed you to play both sides of the football, and you're out there all the time, aren't you?
Yeah, so actually, I at the beginning of the season, I was on every special teams as well. But luckily, I got a break on kickoff for now. But, just got to be ready, and there's a bunch of guys that have to play both ways. So, I mean, we just got to be mentally and physically prepared for that.
Are you missing special teams, or is like, that's okay, but you guys go ahead and do it, let me have a break, right?
Yeah, I'm actually kind of grateful for it. It's just a quick break on kickoff, but I'm still on all the other ones, so just a quick break for me.
Exactly right. What do you like better, offense or defense?
I personally like, I mean, I like defense a lot because you get to be physical, you get to make your reads, you get to be the guy to make the plays. Like, offensive linemen, they don't really get their... they don't get to show off too much, you know. And this year I haven't had any targets yet. Uh-huh. But, I mean, I really like defense, but I like offense as well, too.
Yeah, well, I kidded you the other day when we were in there talking about the motorcycles and the Bison Thunder. It's like, come on, Trenton, I'm open. I mean, I'm your big tight end. I'm your safety valve. Come on. Have you told him that a time or two? I'm open.
Well, yeah. I mean, I've told him, hey, I'm the biggest target on the field. But,
that's right.
I mean, he has to make his reads, and he's been doing pretty good. So.
All right. So maybe tonight's going to be that night.
I don't know. Hopefully. If the ball comes my way, I mean, I'm going to make a play, obviously, so.
You bet. And what about this Gehring team? You've watched a lot of game film. That's what you guys do. How about the Bison offense against their defense? They've been pretty good, haven't given up a lot of points, but you feel like you can move the ball against this team tonight?
I think we can. I mean, film was kind of hard to watch because Ogallala and Mitchell, they played. They have a pretty weird offense. Mm-hmm. But they have a four-man front is what we see, and I think our offense can move. We have some plays we're putting in to hopefully counteract their defense, and I think we can get some movement and score some big touchdowns for us.
I tell you, this Bison offense is getting really balanced. I mean, you run the ball. Tristan's done a great job, but when you want to throw the ball, you guys can throw the ball anytime, can't you?
Yes, I believe we can. We have a formation set just for passing the ball, basically, and it's working pretty well for us against Crete, and just moving our offense so we can be dynamic and not be so predictable.
How about on defensive side against their offense? What kind of offense will you see out of Gehring tonight?
Well, they really like that zone read option, so they'll have deuces and then a pistol back, and they really like running option. Their two running backs are really fast, really shifty. Mm-hmm. One of them's a hurdle state championship guy, so, I mean, they're pretty quick. They're going to want to get going with those guys, and their quarterback's pretty quick as well. We just got to make our reads on the zones. They also like going counter with a jet sweep motion to try to distract us. But, I mean, if we make our reads and we form up and can tackle those guys, I think we'll be good.
So you guys are going to be active up front, aren't you, tonight?
Yes, it's going to be a long, hard game, and they're like a 65% run team. So we haven't had much run teams so far. Mm-hmm. And so it's going to be pretty active up in the D-line.
Third long road trip. You getting used to these? I mean, you've been on two long ones, the East, now going to the West now.
Yeah, I mean, do you ever really get used to all these road trips?
Right.
But, I mean, it's part of the game. You got to face it, and other teams, they have it, and so they're going to have to come to McCook next year for those guys. But, I mean, it's just part of the game. Luckily, we get a stop on our way up and get a little break, but just got to make it as motivation.
This guy does everything, not only sports, but you're involved with everything, band and everything. My guys, there's anything you don't do.
I mean, I don't act anymore. I used to be in drama.
But
and all
used that to
stuff.
Be that you've done it one time though.
Yep, I have done it, but I'm not a big fan, so I dropped out of that.
So you're telling me your acting days are done with, huh?
For what I know of, okay. In the seeable future. So.
I'll remember this very conversation when he's in Hollywood hitting it big and making a lot of money. So, but what do you want to do after high school's done, college? What do you want to do?
So I actually went up to the Navy and I talked to some recruiters, and I'm signed up with the DEP program, which is the delayed entry program, and planning to go into the nuclear engineering field for the Navy. So going to be on a submarine and help the engine go.
Okay, is this a little similar to what your brother's doing?
Yeah, that's exactly what my brother's doing. So he just finished up his A school, which is the first school. Mm-hmm. So I'll go to basic. Right now it's scheduled for June 21st, mm-hmm. and then I'll go to A school after that. And then I have two more schools, and then I'll be able to finally start working, and it's a six-year contract on the sign. So.
So have you always wanted to do this, or just recently, knowing what he's going through, he kind of sold you and told you and sold you, hey, try it.
Yeah, my brother, he was a big role model on it. He told me a bunch about it, and I was like, man, that seems kind of fun, and mm-hmm. there's a good little paycheck at the end. So, I mean, yeah, so. That's what made me want to do it.
You're going to leave your parents empty nesters after this year, aren't you?
Well, yep. Jesse, she's planning on going to UNK.
Yeah.
So she'll be pretty close. And then my other sister's in Cambridge. But, yep, they'll finally have the house themselves.
I don't know if that's good or bad. That's another conversation for another day. So, well, it's always good talking to you. This guy, you can talk to anybody. And if you know Andrew's dad, which I know him very, very well, that guy can talk to anybody. He's a fantastic guy. You got fantastic parents. But you're a chip off the old block, that's for sure.
Yeah, apple doesn't fall too much from the tree, but, you know, talk to anyone, talk about the Packers Cowboys currently, you know.
Oh, gosh, please, no.
But, I mean, it's just part of our nature. With poke up, it comes talking.
Yeah, it's exactly. Don't talk Packers, Cal. That's the last thing I want to talk to you. Hey, best of luck tonight. Appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Senior Andrew Pokup, good talking to him. Before our pregame, we'll get to the coaches and talk with head coach Daniel Boyle. Talk Gehring football coming up after the break on Kix 96.1.
Renza is hiring, which means you could work with Alex.
I love working here. The perks are great, but if I'm being honest, really in it for the fries.
Oh, but the fun work environment is pretty great too, right?
Fries.
Career opportunities.
Fry opportunities?
The flexible schedules.
Love that. Means I can have fries any time of day.
It's fry o'clock somewhere. Apply today at runza.com/jobs or text Runza to 242424.
Stop by Runza, North Highway 83 in McCook.
I keep telling you, these folks are good at real healthcare, which means they're always working to improve healthcare outcomes for their patients. To that end, Decatur Health in Oberlin is part of the Get With The Guidelines, a national program to improve outcomes for stroke patients. Not only is Decatur Health a part of the GWTG program, they recently received a Bronze Award for their continued improvement and work with that program. Once again, proving the healthcare professionals at Decatur Health are passionate about your well-being. Decatur Health, where passion and healing come together.
Horizon Bank has a wide selection of products to help fill all of your financial needs. They have an array of fee-free checking and savings accounts. Or maybe you need a loan. Horizon Bank has you covered with their mortgage, vehicle, personal, refinance, and commercial loans at competitive rates. Visit them today at 312 West 1st Street or online at horizonbankne.com and learn more about all of their great financial services. Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
If you're expecting a new addition to your family, McCook Clinic understands that pregnancy is a journey filled with excitement, anticipation, and sometimes a bit of anxiety. Our dedicated team of healthcare professionals at McCook Clinic are here to support you every step of the way. From prenatal visits to the big day, you'll get compassionate and personalized care tailored to you. At McCook Clinic, get comprehensive OB care services that ensure a safe and comfortable experience for you and your baby. Trust McCook Clinic with your precious journey, because every baby deserves the best start in life, and every parent deserves peace of mind. Visit McCookClinic.com or call 308-344-4110 to schedule your appointment today. McCook Clinic, where your family's health comes first.
The pregame show is brought to you by your friends at Wagner Ford Toyota. Best of luck, Bison, from Wagner Ford Toyota, located on the corner of West 2nd C in downtown McCook, the dealer that makes the difference.
Wagner Ford pregame continues here, Kix 96.1, HighPlainsRadio.net, or KICX app. Let's get to the coaches. First of all, head coach Daniel Boyle. Gosh, I remember watching Danny and calling games when he was a player, and now he's a coach. You've been there a couple of years now, coach, and you're 4-0. You have got to be on cloud nine about the way you started this season there at Gehring High School.
Yeah, they are. This has been a really fun group to be part of. Very player-led and player-driven. You know, these guys have had a good attitude all year. We've had zero ego issues, and these guys are genuinely happy for each other's success. I've never really been around a group, you know, like this in the 5 years that I've been coaching football in Gehring, that truly just shows up to put the work in every day. I mean, these guys work extremely hard in practice. To be able to enjoy their success in games. They understand the importance of putting in the work in practice to be able to have fun on Friday nights. So just super proud of these kids.
Kind of a team, a year you kind of been building up to with this group this year, you think?
Absolutely. Over the last few years, we've won two games in each of the previous three seasons. In a couple of those years, we felt like we could have won three or four. I mean, last year we had four or five games that ended up in a one possession game, by the end of the fourth quarter. But just overall, just being able to implement what we wanted to do as a program, and get that in unison with the right group of kids. Couldn't have asked for a better start to our season this year.
And you look at the teams you played, I mean, a lot of those schools with some great programs. I know you guys know Torrington very well. That's always a traditionally good program. And Mitchell's had some good teams. Alliance, I know, has kind of been up and down. But then Ogallala's had some good teams. So you beat some pretty good programs the first 4 weeks, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, these are all teams, like you said, we're pretty familiar with. But in the past few years, these are, and quite honestly, in the past decade or so, maybe even a little bit longer, you know, these teams have kind of had our number. So it's been nice to be able to kind of get over the hump this year. But like you said, you know, Torrington's got a great tradition. You know, they've played for state championships recently. They won a state championship last year. You know, Mitchell has made the playoffs for 6 years in a row. Came off their first playoff win in school history last year. You know, and like you said, Alliance has kind of been up and down, but they're getting better. TD Stein's doing a good job with their program right now. And, you know, Ogallala, they're just tough every year. They always play tough. They've got physical kids, and they're aggressive. So, yeah, it's definitely been fun to kind of get over the hump against some of those schools.
Coach, I know looking at some of your stats and your leaders, you know, the Beals kid, I remember him from track and football. He's a senior. You lean on those upperclassmen, and Baron Williams, another senior. Those guys have really stood out for you. And, again, you lean on those seniors, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we trust those guys a bunch. They've been with us for 4 years. Those are guys that, you know, are multi-sport athletes, so we've got them in multiple different sports. But they're just committed to the grind. You know, these guys have put in a lot of time, you know, this offseason to get to where they were. You know, Creighton had a lot of success last track season, obviously winning the state championship in the 300 hurdles. So he's a great athlete. Baron Williams has spent a ton of time in the weight room in the offseason. You know, and then you get to compliment them with kids like Reese Knight, Bo Gable, and then you got guys up front like Bodie Gum and Dawson Elson and Lucas Kadoff and Quentin Robbins, and you know, all these guys have just been doing an excellent job. I mean, you know, defensively, yeah, I think guys like you know, Tyler Cave's been doing a great job at linebacker for us as a first year starter, and then, you know, just a lot of guys have really stepped up to fill some big roles for us. You know, and so we're very pleased with where we're at, but at the same time, you know, our kids know that, you know, we've still got some goals in mind that we haven't reached, and so we've got to keep our foot on the gas.
Coach, how are your numbers? Always like to ask coaches that in this day and age, with the number situation, unless some are doing good, some not so good. How are your numbers this year?
You know, they started out pretty well. You know, we I guess comparatively to what we've had the last few years, we started out at 52 total. We're down to about 44 right now. So not great, but we have a quality bunch of kids that's made it really easy to work with. You know, so hopefully we can continue to grow our numbers. Ideally, we'd like to get to at least 15 per class. I know that's kind of tough, like you mentioned. But today, I'm struggling to get kids to go out. And, you know, just with enrollment numbers seemingly going down as well. But, yeah, so we're sitting at about 44 total varsity-wise. We have about 32 kids.
Coach, you got three of your last five. It's hard to believe we're talking about the last stretch of the season here already, which is hard to believe, but three of your last five at home. So starting with the Bison here on Friday night, I'm sure watched a lot of game film on this team. What's your thoughts on McCook coming to town?
I mean, this, first of all, you know, just what a storied program. I always love the opportunity to get to match up against McCook because, you know, just year in and year out, they're a powerhouse team, and they do things right. They've done things right for a long time. You know, they play fast. They play aggressive. They're physical. You know, they don't make many mistakes. So when you get the chance to go up against a program like this, it's always good because you can kind of see where you're at, you know. And I fully expect this one to be a slugfest on Friday night. And I'm certainly glad it's at our place rather than going to McCook, as much as I love that venue. You know, it's very tough to win there, so I'm glad we got it at home.
Really? You've been kind of fortunate, I think, Coach. Your schedule this year, Hastings is probably – kind of the only long road trip you really have this year, isn't it?
Yeah, we've been very lucky travel wise this year. We were kind of shocked when we looked at our schedule last February. You know, and that was one of the biggest things we noticed was that, you know, we've traveled so much in the last 3 or 4 years that, you know, getting to have the schedule that we have this year, I mean, Ogallala is the furthest we've traveled so far, and that's a 2-hour road trip. I mean, that seems like nothing for our kids. You know, we go to Scotts Bluff next week. You know, that's a 5-minute drive. And then, like you said, other than that, we go to Hastings week 9. But, you know, that's just a fraction of the miles we've put on the last few years. I mean, I'm sure you guys are in the same boat down in McCook, you know, just having to travel quite a bit for games.
Well, I'm sure your kids looking forward to this one. You can't help. They're probably looking forward to the Bearcats coming next week as well, with just being crosstown rivals and everything. But I'm sure you're saying, hey, first things first, we got this important home game. Let's get it done first against the Bison first.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's kind of been our message to our team the entire season. You know, we got to take this thing 1 week at a time. You know, you can't win in week six without playing week five first. You can't win week nine without playing week two, you know. So we've got to be all in every single week. And, you know, we've really stressed to our kids, you know, hey, we understand that you're not going to be from that. After that first week, you're not going to be 100% probably ever again the rest of the year, you know. So you guys really need to take care of your bodies and just understand how much harder it becomes to win every single week, you know, because everybody's got those first week jitters out and everybody's got those mistakes kind of sharpened up and ironed out. So, you know, it gets harder and harder to win as you get deeper into the season. So, yeah, just definitely taking it one game at a time.
Head coach Daniel Boyle over at Gearing High School. Take a break. We'll talk Bison football. Head coach Joe Vitrusk will talk about the week and talk about this big matchup on the road. And next, Bison football on Kicks 96.1.
It's football time at Pizza Hut on North Highway 83 in McCook. Hungry football fans, listen up. Enjoy the College Saturday special. Buy any large pizza and get a medium one-topping pizza for free. Indulge in all their unlimited salad bar for just $4. Craving wings, buy six or eight and get a set free. And don't miss out on $3 tall draft beers. During game time, get the great deals, great food, and a great time. Only eligible for dine-in only. Your McCook Pizza Hut, where football and flavor collide on North Highway 83 in McCook. No matter the outcome of the game, this high five is brought to you by York and Party Electric Heating and Cooling, your local York dealer in McCook. Total comfort in your home or business is always a touchdown. Whether it's blazing heat in the summer or bone-chilling cold in the winter, Party Electric offers your family or business the best electrical, heating, and cooling products and HVAC services. Party Electric Heating and Cooling, proud to be your local York dealer in McCook. Give them a call at 345-1660. Find them on Facebook.
MNB, there is a difference. MNB. In the heart of farming, your financial roots matter. I'm Justin Easter with MNB Bank. With deep agricultural roots and a passion for farming, I'm ready to help guide you through the lending process. From an operating line of credit to real estate loans, I'm here to help you grow. Come see me at our McCook location and let's talk about your farm's future. Call me at 345-4240. MNB Bank. There is a difference. Member FDIC. MNB.
Refreshing news! Vols Plumbing and Heating, your Carrier dealer in McCook, can keep you cool as a cucumber this summer. They can! Carrier's Infinity Series Central Air Conditioner with Green Speed Intelligence offers refined cooling, steady comfort, energy efficiency, and exceedingly quiet, cool performance. And each passes a legendary Carrier 100% run testing for quality and reliability. Learn more about Carrier Air Conditioning at Vols Plumbing and Heating, 1005 East C Street in McCook, keeping you chilled this summer.
The pregame show is brought to you by your friends at Wagner Ford Toyota. Best of luck, Bison, from Wagner Ford Toyota, located on the corner of West 2nd C in downtown McCook, the dealer that makes the difference.
Wagner Ford pregame continues there. Kicks 96.1 right before McCook and Gearing are just got done talking with Coach O'Boyle, of course, of Gearing High School, head coach Joe Vitrusky. Here we go, another week. It's already week five. Man, we were just talking about the opener with Beatrice. Seems like last week. We're almost at the halfway point of the season now.
I know. It flies by. You know, usually when you get into the season, those weeks one through three are, you know, kind of, you know, feel like they go a little bit longer, but I don't know, this year it just seems to fly by. You know, you open up week one with Beatrice with a nice win, and then we come back home and beat our rival in Aurora, and then, you know, next thing you know, you blink and it's week five and we're on the road to Gearing and it's district play. It's hard to believe that that's already here.
Yeah, and it's always fun with districts, with Gearing, with Scott's Bluff, teams like that. And, we got a couple of home games still to go with Hastings, Ogallala. How's the week gone for the kids? I think hopefully everybody's healthy and injury-free so far.
Yeah, you know, Rich, coming off homecoming week is almost like being on the road, even though you are at home, just with all the good festivities that go on with the homecoming. And it was nice to get a nice win against Crete in a 34-0 shutout against them. And I really felt like our guys really put a stamp on it in the second half and came out and played well. And, yeah, now it's really kicking off into district play. And, you know, at least for our program, we always talk about every year, one of the goals is always to win your district. That's one of the fastest ways to get in the postseason, and it starts with Gehring, and it's going to be one heck of a matchup. I can't remember, at least in recent years, a McCook-Gehring game that is going to have such significance that it will this year, just because of what both teams are at right now, and especially Gehring. You know, they've had kind of some down years, and you know, Coach Danny O'Boyle has really got them moving in a great direction. We really noticed that 3 years ago, my first year, when we were still in Class B. They were a very formidable opponent. Then we went to C1 and didn't see him for a couple years, and he's just been continuing to build that. He's an alum, so there's a lot of pride there, and they're off to a great start. They're 4-0.
I can't remember what year. You didn't play against him back in the day. You're older than he is, aren't you?
A little bit older than Danny, but, you know, you just think about all those. There have been some great matchups with Gehring over the years where they were a really solid team, and I think he's on the path to getting them back to that type of program. Obviously, they're 4-0, so he's doing one heck of a job so far this season and then leading into this year.
And as far as guys getting back to health, how's the hand with Miles Pullman, and has he got to wear that club again for one more week?
You know, last week we got him in some practice sparingly, and then obviously in the game we put him in sparingly in some spots we felt that he was capable of, you know, given what his injury is right now. But he's coming out of it. He's practiced pretty well full go this week. Still has some limitations, but as far as getting out there and practicing all week, he's been out there and getting after it. So it's been exciting to get him back into things. He's just such an electric player on both sides of the ball, and so we'll just keep trying to add him more and more into the game plan as he goes through the healing process. The most important thing is he's playing.
Take a break. We'll talk more about this Gehring team and Coach O'Boyle coming up shortly on Kix 96.1.
You can rely on the staff at Carpenter Breland Funeral Home and Monuments to provide professional support and guidance to help you during your time of need. We proudly serve Southwest Nebraska and Northwest Kansas through funeral service, cremation, pre-need, and monuments. Carpenter Breland Funeral Home and Monument of McCook.
It's time to update your vehicle with one of the most dependable, longest-lasting vehicles on the road today. The Chevrolet Silverado from Wagner Chevrolet delivers proven power and capability. Whether you're looking to hold a large family or just your big personality, Chevrolet Traverse is ready for anything. This midsize SUV offers the technology and advanced safety features to help you arrive with confidence. Test drive your next vehicle at Wagner Chevrolet in downtown McCook.
You're gonna save when you buy a car from us today.
A little hot under the collar? Well, under your roof, Veteran Heating and Air and American Standard want to keep you cool as a cucumber this summer. Call Veteran HVAC 737-5292 and ask about the great deals on new American Standard AC units. Or maybe your current system needs a little work? Call Veteran HVAC and ask about service calls and service plans. Veteran Heating and Air and American Standard, helping you keep your cool. Call today 737-5292 or visit veteranhvac.com.
Hi, this is Danny with Tobias Dental Care. Have you been told that you need a root canal or an extraction and that you'll have to go out of town to have it done? Dr. Tobias has been doing these procedures for over 25 years, and he may be able to save you from the inconvenience of having to travel out of town. Call us today at 345-1510 or stop by and make an appointment at 411 West 5th Street in McCook. And remember, at Tobias Dental Care, we make it easy for you to smile.
The pregame show is brought to you by your friends at Wagner Ford Toyota. Best of luck, Bison, from Wagner Ford Toyota, located on the corner of West 2nd C in downtown McCook, the dealer that makes the difference.
Let's talk about Gehring. You watch a lot of game film on this team. Anything as far as offensive philosophy, formation, that's maybe new that you haven't seen in the first four opponents this year?
You know, I think what stands out with Gehring right away is they just have some really nice skill players, and it's backed up from, you know, their track times. We're always looking at the track, you know, times and performances, and the Beals kid is a 300 high hurdler state champion in Class B. That's saying something when you're a state champion in anything. The Gable kid runs a low 1100 guy, and so he looks the part at both the receiver and, you know, I really think he's a difference maker on defense at the linebacker position. And then their quarterback just seems to be in control and managing that offense, and so they got a lot of guys they can get the ball to. and you know their line has been holding up so far this season and really done a nice job of, you know, giving him time in the passing game and then also opening up holes in the run game. So we got, you know, they're a spread team, so they're going to spread it out, just a little bit of two back with some full back, but they're really going to try to spread you out, and why wouldn't you with those guys that can run that they have? So they're going to stretch the field sideline to sideline and vertically, so we're going to have to be able to cover all facets of the field if we want to have a chance in this game. And then, you know, for us offensively, you know, I felt like we kind of got ourselves back on track, especially in the second half last week, and we just got to keep doing that. We got to keep integrating some new things, and we feel like we've found some things that we would just want to keep building upon.
Yeah, you threw some new wrinkles in there last week with Trenton. Possibly. He's not going to tell me, but maybe we might see some new wrinkles maybe again this week, huh?
You know, I just think ultimately we're just trying to find some, you know, a variety of ways to get our guys the ball. As you said earlier, it's hard to believe we're week five, so when you take that into consideration, everybody kind of knows what everybody is at this point, and so that's the chess game going into each and every week is who's going to come out and what, and you got a pretty good idea of what everybody's going to show, obviously, to this point. But the main thing is when you get in the game and what are the adjustments that need to be made to for what they're throwing at you. And this is going to be a great matchup. I mean, this is as good a Gehring team as I've seen in a long time. They're every bit of 4-0, and we got to go to their place, and it opens up district play, so it just adds more to it.
Kind of surprised about the Ogallala score, and they put the hammer down at their place.
Yeah, you know, I just think that's just a testament to where Gehring's at right now. They just have a really nice team. Like I said, their skilled players are really good. They play really good on defense. And that's really not a shocker. You know, Coach O'Boyle, Danny O'Boyle, comes from some great bloodlines and understands what it takes to win. And he's doing that with the program right now. And so it's really not a shocker where they're at right now, given the players that they have. They're well coached, they're disciplined, and so that just adds to it this week. And it's, like I said, it's going to be one heck of a matchup when we go up there.
Heck, of course, Dad Tom and then Uncle Bill, a longtime line coach, he probably ran some camps for you guys in the past.
Oh, yeah. Coach O'Boyle from Chatham State those years and putting on camps down here. And, you know, I've gotten to know Danny, you know, over the last few years because he kind of took over the program at Gehring when I took over here. And so it's kind of that camaraderie of guys that, you know, be able to bounce ideas off each other, talk in the off season at clinics, and so it's just fun to get out there and then be able to go against each other with both of our programs.
Very best of luck, sir. We'll talk after the game.
Yeah, thanks, Rich.
Head coach Joe Fetrosky talking Bison Gehring football. Take a break. Back more of the pregame starting lineups from Gehring High School next on Kicks 96.1.
We're here today with a man standing in very tall grass, scrubbing the side of his house with a toothbrush. Having fun, sir?
No, I'm not.
You know, DeVinny Motors in McCook can give you a great deal on steel lawn equipment, along with power washers that would do a dandy job on your house's siding.
Great. Can you take me to DeVinny's? My car is up on blocks.
They can give you a great deal on a car, too. It's not a deal until it's a DeVinny deal. DeVinny Motors, 401 East B Street, McCook. DeVinny Chrysler Jeep Dodge.com.
Isn't it a drag when your body just won't cooperate? It's like it doesn't understand you're trying to score, hit home runs, or just keep up with the grandkids. That's where the physical therapists at Community Hospital Rehab Center come in. My name is Ryan Harden. I'm a physical therapist and athletic trainer up at the hospital, and we are here to help you conquer your game, your life, and your weekends. Offering specialized treatments like dry needling, blood flow restriction training, and cupping, we are passionate about your success and safety. We help you play. Reach out to Frontier County Physical Therapy in Curtis or Community Hospital Rehabilitation Center in McCook.
When it comes to Runza's chicken strips and dipping sauces, Megan is an expert.
A real sauce fanatic.
Tell him.
I get my strips with honey mustard when I'm feeling tangy.
Mm-hmm.
And buffalo or barbecue when I'm feeling saucy.
Yup.
And ranch or Southwest ranch whenever I want, because there's never a bad time for ranch.
Preach. Our all-white meat, chicken strips, and dipping sauces are the right food no matter your mood. Because Runza makes it all better.
Stop by Runza, North Highway 83 in McCook.
You have projects around the yard that need to get done, but if only you had the equipment to do it. Head to D&S Hardware in McCook and rent the equipment. Rototillers, edgers, jackhammers, you name it, D&S has the equipment, and the rental price is very affordable. Get those projects done this weekend. Head to D&S Hardware. Open Monday through Friday, 7 to 6, and Saturdays, 8 to 3. D&S Hardware on the corner of West 8th and C, McCook.
The pregame show is brought to you by your friends at Wagner Ford Toyota. Best of luck, Bison, from Wagner Ford Toyota, located on the corner of West 2nd C in downtown.
Wagner McCook. Ford pregame continues here at Kicks 96.1, HighPlainsRadio.net, or KICX app, and the Kicks 96.1 YouTube channel. Rich Barnett, broadcast live from Gary, Nebraska. By my side, Mr. Carl Riemann, doing the camera work on Kicks 96.1 YouTube channel. By my lonesome tonight. If I lose my voice, guess who is going to be doing the play-by-play? We're going to switch roles, but not expecting that. Not expecting. Got about 15 minutes on the clock, getting ready for Gehring and McCook as the two teams battle tonight. District play for the first time. The Bison are 3-1. The Gehring Bulldogs 4-0. It's been a long time since the Bulldogs once again have been 4-0. They're excited. Coach Daniel Boyle, you heard him talk about in our pregame, they've got things going. They've had some big wins over Mitchell, Ogallala. They went to Ogallala last week and beat the Indians in their home field, final score of 26-8. So they got a lot of confidence coming in with this one tonight. They got their rivals across town with Scottsbluff tomorrow. They want to be a factor in this district race, and they'll have to get it done against the Bison. McCook just had the coin flip, I did catch the coin flip, by the way, for once. Bison won the toss, deferred, so we'll see the Bison defense. They'll kick it away to begin things. We'll check the starting lineups for both teams, McCook and Gehring. That's coming up. Our Wagner Ford pregame moves on. Kicks 96.1 and the Kicks 96.1 YouTube channel.
I keep telling you, these folks are good at real health care, which means they're always working to improve health care outcomes for their patients. To that end, Decatur Health in Oberlin is part of the Get With The Guidelines, a national program to improve outcomes for stroke patients. Not only is Decatur Health a part of the GWTG program, they recently received a bronze award for their continued improvement and work with that program. Once again, proving the healthcare professionals at Decatur Health are passionate about your well-being. Decatur Health, where passion and healing come together.
Horizon Bank has a wide selection of products to help fill all of your financial needs. They have an array of fee-free checking and savings accounts. Or maybe you need a loan. Horizon Bank has you covered with their mortgage, vehicle, personal, refinance, and commercial loans at competitive rates. Visit them today at 312 West 1st Street or online at horizonbankne.com and learn more about all of their great financial services. Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Expecting a new addition to your family, McCook Clinic understands that pregnancy is a journey filled with excitement, anticipation, and sometimes a bit of anxiety. Our dedicated team of healthcare professionals at McCook Clinic are here to support you every step of the way. From prenatal visits to the big day, you'll get compassionate and personalized care tailored to you. At McCook Clinic, get comprehensive OB care services that ensure a safe and comfortable experience for you and your baby. Trust McCook Clinic with your precious journey, because every baby deserves the best start in life, and every parent deserves peace of mind. Visit McCookClinic.com or call 308-344-4110 to schedule your appointment today. McCook Clinic, where your family's health comes first.
Football time at Pizza Hut on North Highway 83 in McCook. Hungry football fans, listen up. Enjoy the College Saturday Special. Buy any large pizza and get a medium one-topping pizza for free. Indulge in all their unlimited salad bar for just $4. Craving wings, buy 6 or 8 and get a set free. And don't miss out on $3 tall draft beers. During game time, get the great deals, great food, and a great time. Only eligible for dine-in only. Your McCook Pizza Hut, where football and flavor collide on North Highway 83 in McCook.
No matter the outcome of the game, this high five is brought to you by York and Party Electric. Heating and cooling, your local York dealer in McCook. Whether the temp's fourth and long or first and goal, total comfort in your home or business is always a touchdown. Party Electric's foundation consists of efficient, reliable, and cost-effective electrical, heating, air conditioning, and indoor quality products from York. Party Electric, heating and cooling, proud to be your local York dealer in McCook. Give them a call at 345-1660. Find them on Facebook.
M&B, there is a difference.
M&B.
In the
the heart of farming, your financial roots matter. I'm Mitch Johnson with M&B Bank. With deep agriculture roots and a passion for farming, I'm ready to help guide you through the lending process. From an operating line of credit to real estate loans, I'm here to help you grow. Come see me at the McCook location, and let's talk about your farm's future. Call me at 308-345-4240. M&B Bank, there is a difference. Member FDIC. M&B.
Do you know where your loved one is taken when you select cremation? Carpenter Freeland Funeral Home and Monuments is the only funeral home in southwest Nebraska and northwest Kansas to offer on-site cremation. When you entrust us with your loved one, they never leave our care. Carpenter Freeland Funeral Home and Monuments, your industry leader in cremation services.
Refreshing news! Vols Plumbing and Heating, your Carrier dealer in McCook, can keep you cool as a cucumber this summer. They can! Carrier's Infinity Series Central Air Conditioner with Green Speed Intelligence offers refined cooling, steady comfort, energy efficiency, and exceedingly quiet, cool performance. And each passes a legendary Carrier 100% run testing for quality and reliability. Learn more about Carrier Air Conditioning at Vols Plumbing and Heating, 1005 East C Street in McCook, keeping you chilled this summer.
It's time to update your vehicle with one of the most dependable, longest-lasting vehicles on the road today. The Chevrolet Silverado from Wagner Chevrolet delivers proven power and capability. Whether you're looking to hold a large family or just your big personality, Chevrolet Traverse is ready for anything. This midsize SUV offers the technology and advanced safety features to help you arrive with confidence. Test drive your next vehicle at Wagner Chevrolet in downtown McCook.
You're gonna save, save, save when you buy a car from us today.
On the field or on the court, rely on your MVP, athletic trainer Evan DeCook of Community Hospital. He provides services to McCook Community College and McCook High School, covering games, assisting with rehab and recovery, and providing early injury recognition and evaluation. DeCook holds a Master of Athletic Training degree from the University of Nebraska at Kearney, is board certified and state licensed. We're your community hospital. Advanced care, always there.
The pregame show is brought to you by your friends at Wagner Ford Toyota. Best of luck, Bison, from Wagner Ford Toyota, located on the corner of West 2nd C in downtown McCook. The
dealer Wagner Ford pregame continues here at Kix 96.1. Had a long anthem and color guard out there, so that we had an extra long break to hear from some of our great sponsors of McCook Bison Football, Kix 96.1, or Kix 96.1 YouTube channel. By the way, our thanks to our friends at the Wagner Ford, Wagner Chevy stores, our Bison drive to the game. Online shopping is here at Wagner Toyota. Shop at WagnerToyota.com. Using our new SmartPath tool that allows you to shop easily from anywhere. Follow us also on our Facebook page, Wagner Ford Toyota. Once again, 211 West 2nd Street, 345-2350. Bison, their offense, they will be brought out. The offense got going last week. It kind of took a little while in that second half, led by their junior quarterback, Trenton Riley, 6'2", 155. Warren number 9, the running back, and he's a Class B second leading rusher still. Number 25, Tristan Campbell, 5'10", 155. The wideouts, number 20, Alex Landry, 5'10", 145. 22, Ethan Schmidt, 5'11", 165. Trip Riley, the sophomore, number 7, 6'2", 165. I'm sure we might see a little bit more of Miles Pullman as well tonight. Miles, of course, had a great touchdown catch last week with the club hand, and I'm sure he's being worked, as Coach Vetrosky says, into the lineup a little bit more this week. The tight end is, so the H-back is Gabe Roberts, 6'1", 205. We will see Andrew Pokup also in there. The tight end, 6'4", 210. Up front, that offensive line's been pretty good this year. Junior center Trey Taylor, 6'1", 215. The two guards, a senior Davian Hansen, 6'5", 215. Quentin Terry, 6'1", 215. The two tackles, a Simon Garcia, 6'2", 205. Beckett Heskett, 6'1", 200. Bison defensively, we'll see the defense first. We'll see some three-man front, some four-man front up front with Terry. Poke up the two defensive ends. We'll see Idos Klein, 6'3", 295, and Spencer Steinbeck up front as well, 6'4", 315. They'll rotate some tackles in there. The linebackers, Robertson, Callan McCorkle, 6'1", 170. You'll see Callan in there in offense as well when they go power set, extra back in the backfield as well. Davian Hansen, Oliver Corbett, the two outside backers, Oliver, 6'7", 190. As well, the Bison defense. Now, we'll see the Garion offense. They are led by their junior quarterback, and number 7, Reese Knight, 6'2", 180. He is a returning starter from last year. Their main tailback is Bo Gable, 6'1", 185, and a junior. He'll get his fair share of carries. Creighton Beals, if you're a track and field guy, you know that Beals' name. Beals was a great 300-meter hurdler last year. We watched him at the district in Ogallala, and then he went to Omaha and won the Class B state 300-meter hurdles. 5'10", 175, and a senior. Also to wideout, Isaiah Murillo, number 2, a senior, 5'10", 160. We'll see Rylan Ray, a sophomore, 6'2", 160. So they got some size with some of these receivers. Up front, the offensive line, junior center Dawson Elson, 6'1", 180. The left guard is Noah Sentinel, a senior, 5'10", 230. Bodie Kuma, 55, 5'10", 200, and a junior. The right tackle is Lucas Kadolf, a junior, 6'2", 225. And the left tackle is Quentin Robbins, a returning starter, 6'1", 205. Again, Garen has not had a lot to celebrate over the past couple of years with football. It just hasn't happened. The number's been low. Numbers still aren't great, according to Coach O'Boyle, but they feel, hey, you have success like this, the younger grades get interested a lot more, and that builds for the future. So, Garen football, for the time being, is back at 4-0. Got about 5 minutes left. Back with more of our Wagner Ford pregame. We got kickoff next. The Bison and the Bulldogs next on Kicks 96.1.
Getting a little hot under the collar? Well, under your roof, Veteran Heating and Air and American Standard want to keep you cool as a cucumber this summer. Call Veteran HVAC 737-5292 and ask about the great deals on new American Standard AC units. Or maybe your current system needs a little work? Call Veteran HVAC and ask about service calls and service plans. Veteran Heating and Air and American Standard, helping you keep your cool. Call today 737-5292 or visit veteranhvac.com.
Hi, this is Danny with Tobias Dental Care. Have you been told that you need a root canal or an extraction and that you'll have to go out of town to have it done? Dr. Tobias has been doing these procedures for over 25 years, and he may be able to save you from the inconvenience of having to travel out of town. Call us today at 345-1510 or stop by and make an appointment at 411 West 5th Street in McCook. And remember, at Tobias Dental Care, we make it easy for you to smile.
We're here today with a man standing in very tall grass, scrubbing the side of his house with a toothbrush. Having fun, sir?
No, I'm not.
You know, DaVinci Motors in McCook can give you a great deal on steel lawn equipment, along with power washers that would do a dandy job on your house's siding.
Great. Can you take me to DaVinci's? My car is up on blocks.
They can give you a great deal on a car, too. It's not a deal until it's a DaVinci deal. DaVinci Motors, 401 East B Street, McCook. DaVinci Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge.com.
Isn't it a drag when your body just won't cooperate? It's like it doesn't understand you're trying to score, hit home runs, or just keep up with the grandkids. That's where the physical therapists at Community Hospital Rehab Center come in. My name is Ryan Harden. I'm a physical therapist and athletic trainer up at the hospital, and we are here to help you conquer your game, your life, and your weekends. Offering specialized treatments like dry needling, blood flow restriction training, and cupping, we are passionate about your success and safety. We help you play. Reach out to Frontier County Physical Therapy in Curtis or Community Hospital Rehabilitation Center in McCook.
The pregame show is brought to you by your friends at Wagner Ford Toyota. Best of luck, Bison, from Wagner Ford Toyota, located on the corner of West 2nd and C.
Back
downtown
here to Gary, Nebraska, getting ready for Bison football. Kicks 96.1 or Kicks 96.1 YouTube channel. Reminder, hit that subscribe button on our YouTube channel. We went over 1,000 subscribers a couple of weeks ago. We want to add more to the list, so it doesn't cost you a thing. Just hit subscribe if you haven't done so already. Ether will check other scores throughout the night. A couple of scores already final. Played some afternoon games in six-man play. Tough road trip for Southwest today. Rough Riders fall at Wallace by a final score of 67-45. SEM and Med Valley are playing. That kicked off at 6, I do believe. No score yet. Wanita Palisade and Paxton's all already kicked off as well. Also in the eight-man ranks, Loomis beat Cambridge earlier today. Had an afternoon game. Final score, and that one was 38-14. Loomis with the win there. Some of the Class B scores we'll keep keeping tabs on. Seward has an early lead against Lincoln Northwest, 13-0. Waverly got a forfeit from Lincoln Standing Bear because they've got an illness, I do believe, in Lincoln Standing Bear. So Waverly had no game to get a win. Omaha Scott and Elkhorn are playing. Ralston and Platteview, Bennington and Gretna, Elkhorn, North and Blair, York and Crete, and Pius and Norris, Aurora and Northwest, Lexington, and Scott's Bluff Hook, that game is in Lexington. Beatrice and Hastings. Hastings and McCook next week at Wyland Field.
And then Gretna East and Plattsmith, some of the other scores. Our 103.9 The Hawk game is going to be kicking off here shortly. And what a barn burner that's going to be with Arapahoe and Dundee County Stratton going to be kicking off here. Mark Searcy, Greg Tetley on 103.9 The Hawk with that coverage. I'm sure that place is jam-packed. Got the lights on here at Gehring Stadium. Got the bluffs behind us here. So many times over the years where we've been here, and maybe I probably shouldn't say anything, but we've had storms blow in. They're not expecting anything tonight. Probably shouldn't have said anything, but I jinxed myself, but there's been a number of times over the years where those clouds roll in over the bluffs. It's pretty cool to see, but not expecting anything tonight. We'll see the Bison defense first. That means we will see Gunner Capps kick a thing off for McCook. Looking to go 4-1. Their lone loss a couple of weeks ago at Waverly, 20-7. Came back with a 34-0 shutout win against Crete at Wyland Field. And again, after tonight, Bison have three of the last four at home with Hastings, Ogallala back-to-back weeks, a road trip back up here across the way to Bearcat Stadium against Scotts Bluff, and then wrap things up with a regular season against Lexington at home. It's crazy to think this is kind of the halfway point of the season of the high school football season. We're already kind of talking about, you know, district play begins tonight. And the fastest way, of course, you know, talk to Coach Petrosky, the fastest way to get yourself to the playoffs is you win your district games. Also, at halftime, we will go over other Bison sports. It's been a busy week for the fall sports teams. Busy day tomorrow. I know the Bison volleyball team heads to Holdridge tomorrow. Bison boys tennis is at Elkhorn Mount Michael for a duel today. I'm looking forward to getting some results from Coach Matt Weimers on that. They have the Elkhorn North invite tomorrow. Recap that. Bison cross country yesterday. Bison volleyball yesterday as well. Bison softball had a good week. Bison golfers as well. As here we go. As the Bison will be facing, Carl, correct me if I'm wrong, they're heading to the south, correct?
Bison, you're heading north.
Heading north. North, that's right, north. I will be calling on Carl's help a lot tonight, I guarantee it. Gunner Capps will kick it off. And boy, the white numerals, but it is kind of tough to see. Isaiah Murillo is back, one of the deep men back deep. As the kick is going to go to the far side, and Gable's going to get a shot. 10, 15, 20, got some 25, 30, big hole. 35, 40, and tripped up about the 43-yard line. Bison getting up a big return there. Tripped up that time for the Bison, or it might have been it was the kicker Gunner Capps that time, or it might have been a lot more for Gable. He'll go back and play their tailback spot as a good starting point for the Gehring Bulldogs. First and 10, Gehring at their own 43-yard line. Bison defense has been pretty good this year. They have been good. I know Coach Petrosky very, very happy with what they did last week against Crete. Gehring come out, spread, and wideouts, twins, both sides. Gable, a little pistol look behind the quarterback, Reese Knight. It's going to be Knight going to keep it himself, and an incomplete pass. Well, he had pressure up the middle that time, big time for the Bison up front by Quentin Terry, and he had to get rid of that, or it would have been the first sack of the night. Incomplete pass makes it second and 10. Ball spotted again, 43-yard line, just in a way. Bison football, Kicks 96.1 or Kicks 96.1 YouTube channel. Thank you again, all of our great sponsors, helping us out our coverage of Bison football. Receivers to the far side with Rylan Ray, the young sophomore, split far side. Gable is in the slot, near side. They got Creighton Beals back. Pass, going to be a floater, far side, went over the head. I mean, that thing was a wounded duck. Far side of the field of Rylan Ray and sailed over his head. Incomplete pass brings up third and 10. So, Gehring's come out throwing the ball a little bit on the first two downs. Kind of surprised they haven't tried to get Creighton Beals with a lot of speed going a little bit early. Murillo back there as well. On third and 10 for the Gehring offense. Gable back there. Got two backs. Beals to the left of Knight. Three wide out look. Bison showing blitz. Four-man front. Fake the give. Knight, little throwback screen. Going to be complete. Beals about the 45. Dives way ahead. About the midfield stripe. Going to be short of the first down. Got a flag in the play. This is going to be against Gehring. Maybe a block in the back, a little chop block involved there. Nope, it's going to be a hold against the offense. I knew it was the reaction by Gehring was against the Bulldogs, so that 8-yard gain will go for naught, and they'll back him up. Nice little throwback screen that time by Gehring that time. Caught McCook on the flow to the right, and everything came back to the left. And after the penalty, they'll mark it backwards back to about the just inside the 35-yard line, bring up first and about 18 to go for that first down. Clock under, just underway. Clock running. No score, Gehring and McCook. Twins left. One receiver to the near sides is Isaiah Murillo. Two backs stay at home with Knight, Spice, and Sean Blitz. A little counterplay. It's a little crossbuck action that time. Good running room for Beals. Crossed the 40, about the 42. He got back to the original line of scrimmage. No flags in the play. That'll be this bring a fourth down, and McCook should get the ball back. So the penalty really hurt Gehring. On that last play before this one, it would have been an 8-yard gain and brought up, what, fourth and two at midfield. Would they have gone for it? That's up in the air. Punting situation now for the Bulldogs. Baron Williams, their punter, back inside the 30. Tristan Campbell back at his own 20. Good snap, not a lot of pressure. End over end kick. Tristan, kind of let it go. He kind of slipped, and boy, he rolls inside the 10. It's going to roll, and McCook touches it, and it's recovered in the end zone for a touchdown. Oh, no. Tristan should have just let that go. Just let it roll. He was trying to pick it out of the air, but he slipped a little bit. And he knew it was taking a Gehring bounce. It was going to die about the 1-yard line. He decided to take it, and a fumble recovery. I'm not for sure who he fumbled it, who the recovery in the end zone was, but the Bulldogs get a cheap touchdown on a fumble recovery in the end zone and up 6-0. Oh, boy. Don't want to see that early. The extra point is coming up from Joel Brown, freshman kicker out there. Baron Williams will hold it. Bulldogs on a mistake by the Bison on a turnover. Snap's good. Hold's going to be on the way. Low kick. Did he get over the crossbar? He did. 7-0. Gehring, we're back with the kickoff next. Bison football kicks 96-1.
Taylor is living the Runza dream.
The fry life is the high life.
He's stacking up rewards on the Runza mobile app.
Points on points on points on points.
That's a lot of free food from Runza.
Yep, I'm headed there for lunch today.
Download the Runza mobile app to start getting rewards. Because Runza makes it all better.
Stop by Runza, North Highway 83 in McCook.
Your lawn looks okay, but it could sure use some work. Head to DNS Hardware and grab all the lawn care items to beautify your lawn. DNS has Ultimate Fertilizer. It's made specifically for your yard in this part of the country. Also, you'll find grub control, weed killers, and more. If you're not sure what's wrong with your yard, ask the DNS staff. Chances are they have a pretty good idea of what it needs. Get that lawn looking its best with a trip to DNS Hardware. Open Monday through Friday, 7 till 6, and Saturdays, 8 to 5. DNS Hardware on the corner of West 8th and C in McCook.
Back to Gehring. Boy, the Bison a little shocked there, and Gehring folks on their feet. They're up 7-0. Fumble recovered in the end zone off a muffed punt. Dang it, Trista Campbell wish he had that one back, but shouldn't have touched it. Just let it go. It would have been first and 10 at the 1, and we get that. But a dangerous situation that time as they recovered the fumble in the end zone. Didn't even say don't care who got it. Bison are trailing. Look at the ball now. Off the kickoff coming up. Short pooch kick and very short. Caught and down at about the 32-yard line. And, boy, the kicker got planted by somebody from McCook. The kicker that time, Tyler Cape. He's down about midfield. I don't know if that's the way he kicks. I think their starting kicker is out for this game, and he's the backup. And he didn't have a lot of distance on it, but somebody from McCook went out and got him good. Take a break. We're back to Gehring. Bison have it on the offensive end next. Bison football kicks 96-1.
I keep telling you, these folks are good at real health care, which means they're always working to improve health care outcomes for their patients. To that end, Decatur Health in Oberlin is part of the Get With The Guidelines, a national program to improve outcomes for stroke patients. Not only is Decatur Health a part of the GWTG program, they recently received a bronze award for their continued improvement and work with that program. Once again, proving the healthcare professionals at Decatur Health are passionate about your well-being. Decatur Health, where passion and healing come together.
Horizon Bank has a wide selection of products to help fill all of your financial needs. They have an array of fee-free checking and savings accounts. Or maybe you need a loan. Horizon Bank has you covered with their mortgage, vehicle, personal, refinance, and commercial loans at competitive rates. Visit them today at 312 West 1st Street or online at horizonbankne.com and learn more about all of their great financial services. Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Gable is up and walking off under his own power, but he's got tagged pretty good. Slow going off. Bice will have it first and 10, 33-yard line. Get things going here. It's a 7-0 Gary lead. Bice, and again, a muffed punt. Touching for about the one, and they recover in the end zone. Trent Riley, junior quarterback out there. Campbell behind him. Four wide, H-back.
96.1 KICX McCook, 1300 AM KBRL McCook. It's 9 o'clock. Time now for the Open Line program. If you have an item that you want to buy, sell, trade, or give away, call 345-5209 or toll free at 877-500-9696. Now here's your host for the Open Line, Rich Barnett.
The Open Line program, KICX, KBRL, HighPlainsRadio.net, the KICX app as well. Welcome to Friday. Hallelujah. Weekend is here. Final weekend of September. We're going to flip that calendar over to October coming up on Tuesday. Crazy to think about. A couple of stops in the Open Line program. We'll talk to Angie over at USA Pharmacy and Medical Supply. We'll get your phone calls coming up, 345-5209. The Open Line program right here, KICX, KBRL. Let's get that first stop in. Let's have a chat with Mr. Trevor Taylor at VK Electronics. Happy Friday, Mr. Taylor. I know you've had another dynamite week, haven't you?
We have. It's been a good one. But I think I'm over it. I've put up way too many surveillance cameras this week. So,
Everybody's getting them, huh?
So yeah, it's been we've done quite a few. So it kept me busy. So but. I've been filling in on installer to try to alleviate some work for Mr. Crocker, and I'm also tired of him making fun of me because my age has caught up with me and I'm not as fast as I used to be. So
he doesn't make fun of you, does he?
He has.
Wow.
So
the guy who signs his paychecks and he does that to you.
I don't sign his paycheck. Actually sign him, you're right, but no.
But you know what? You could always say, you say, you know what, Josh, you and I on that track, let's see who can run the 100 meters faster.
That's right. Let's get a couple hurdles involved and see what happens.
Oh, my gosh. That might not be good for him. Him trying to jump over anything might be dangerous.
It could be. But, yeah.
Well, let's talk about the week of VK as we end of September, get into October. Hard to believe.
I know. This is our last week to chit-chat in September, and I'm not real happy that it's warm back up.
I'm not either. No.
It has. Yeah, no, that's just part of it. But, yeah, it's warmed up. Fall sports are rolling, so we've got even stinkier kids than usual. So you know what I'm talking about today. I'm going to talk about laundry. And, yeah, this morning it's nice and cool, but, yeah, it's just been warm. And, yeah, I got to talk some laundry. Get everybody smelling a little better, at least their clothes smelling better. But yeah, VK, we're home to not just better, but the best and number one rated laundry units on the planet, and I'm proud to say that we own the number one class in every category. So we've got best electric, best gas, best top load, best front load, best stackable, best combo units, and they're all in stock down here at VK. We are currently stocking over a dozen different laundry pairs. So magic number 13, or baker's dozen, however you want to term it, that's exactly what we have on our floor. And giving you lots of options and price points to choose from. And one of the nice things I like to brag on is VK is never beat on price, so you can shop with confidence. And I want my $2. Better off dead paper boy. So yeah, I know. Want my $2. So that's, no one ever pays attention, but if you're ever on our website, and you'll notice that we are always priced $2 below Lowe's, Home Depot, and the Pirate Store. Do you know who the Pirate Store is, Rich? Do you remember?
Fill me in.
Oh, Menard.
I think you've done that. I'd forgotten about that one.
I had to put that back in your memory. But, yeah, anyway, yeah, VK beats them all, so that's one of the things we hang our hat on. And, yeah, talking on laundry, if you haven't been in, we've had this guy for almost 2 years now, but if you haven't seen the GE combo unit that we carry, you need to. It's a washer-dryer all-in-one. It runs off of 110 and uses compressed air to really speed up the drying time, and there's no vent, so you can literally put this bad boy any place that you can get water to and have 110 outlet, so As you've heard me talk, I like to call
family. McCook Clinic understands that pregnancy is a journey filled with excitement, anticipation, and sometimes a bit of anxiety. Our dedicated team of healthcare professionals at McCook Clinic are here to support you every step of the way. From prenatal visits to the big day, you'll get compassionate and personalized care tailored to you. At McCook Clinic, get comprehensive OB care services that ensure a safe and comfortable experience for you and your baby. Trust McCook Clinic with your precious journey, because every baby deserves the best start in life, and every parent deserves peace of mind. Visit McCookClinic.com or call 308-344-4110 to schedule your appointment today. McCook Clinic, where your family's health comes first.
Time at Pizza Hut on North Highway 83 in McCook. Hungry football fans, listen up. Enjoy the College Saturday special. Buy any large pizza and get a medium one-topping pizza for free. Indulge in all their unlimited salad bar for just $4. Craving wings, buy six or eight and get a set free. And don't miss out on $3 tall draft beers. During game time, get the great deals, great food, and a great time. Only eligible for dine-in only. Your McCook Pizza Hut, where football and flavor collide on North Highway 83 in McCook.
No matter the outcome of the game, this high five is brought to you by York and Party Electric Heating and Cooling, your local York dealer in McCook. Total comfort in your home or business is always a touchdown. Whether it's blazing heat in the summer or bone-chilling cold in the winter, Party Electric offers your family or business the best electrical, heating, and cooling products and HVAC services. Party Electric Heating and Cooling, proud to be your local York dealer in McCook. Give them a call at 345-1660. Find them on Facebook.
MNB, there is a difference. MNB. In the heart of farming, your financial roots matter. I'm Justin Easter with MNB Bank. With deep agricultural roots and a passion for farming, I'm ready to help guide you through the lending process. From an operating line of credit to real estate loans, I'm here to help you grow. Come see me at our McCook location and let's talk about your farm's future. Call me at 345-4240. MNB Bank, there is a difference. Member FDIC. MNB.
Refreshing news! Vols Plumbing and Heating, your Carrier dealer in McCook, can keep you cool as a cucumber this summer. They can! Carrier's Infinity Series Central Air Conditioner with Green Speed Intelligence offers refined cooling, steady comfort, energy efficiency, and exceedingly quiet, cool performance. And each passes a legendary Carrier 100% run testing for quality and reliability. Learn more about Carrier Air Conditioning at Vols Plumbing and Heating, 1005 East C Street in McCook, keeping you chilled this summer.
Cremation with confidence. When you entrust us with your loved one, they never leave our care. Carpenter Breland Funeral Home and Monuments is the only funeral home in Southwest Nebraska and Northwest Kansas to offer on-site cremation. Carpenter Breland Funeral Home and Monuments, your industry leader in cremation services.
96.1 KICX McCook, 1300 AM KBRL McCook. It's 9 o'clock. Time now for the Open Line program. If you have an item that you want to buy, sell, trade, or give away, call 345-5209 or toll free at 877-500-9696. Now here's your host for the Open Line, Rich Barnett.
The Open Line program, KICX, KBRL, High Plains Radio.net, KICX app as well. Welcome to Friday. Hallelujah. Weekend is here. Final weekend of September. We're going to flip that calendar over to October coming up on Tuesday. Crazy to think about. A couple of stops in the Open Line program. We'll talk to Angie over at USA Pharmacy and Medical Supply. We'll get your phone calls coming up, 345-5209. The Open Line program right here, KICX, KBRL. Let's get that first stop in. Let's have a chat with Mr. Trevor Taylor at VK Electronics. Happy Friday, Mr. Taylor. I know you've had another dynamite week, haven't you?
We have. It's been a good one. But, I think I'm over it. I've put up way too many surveillance cameras this week. So,
Everybody's getting them, huh?
So yeah, it's been we've done quite a few. So it kept me busy. So but, I've been filling in on installer to try to alleviate some work for Mr. Crocker, and I'm also tired of him making fun of me because my age has caught up with me and I'm not as fast as I used to be. So
he doesn't make fun of you, does he?
He has.
Wow.
So
the guy who signs his paychecks and he does that to you.
I don't sign his paycheck. Actually sign him, you're right, but no.
But you know what? You could always say, you say, you know what, Josh, you and I on that track, let's see who can run the 100 meters faster.
That's right. Let's get a couple hurdles involved and see what happens.
Oh, my gosh. That might not be good for him. Him trying to jump over anything might be dangerous.
It could be. But, yeah.
Well, let's talk about the week of VK as we end to September, getting into October. Hard to believe.
I know. This is our last week to chit-chat in September, and I'm not real happy that it's warm back up.
I'm not either.
I mean,
no.
It has. Yeah, no, that's just part of it. But, yeah, it's warmed up. Fall sports are rolling, so we've got even stinkier kids than usual. So you know what I'm talking about today. I'm going to talk about laundry. And, yeah, this morning is, it's nice and cool, but, yeah, it's just been warm. And, yeah, I got to talk some laundry. Get everybody smelling a little better, at least their clothes smelling better. But yeah, VK, we're home to not just better, but the best and number one rated laundry units on the planet, and I'm proud to say that we own the number one class in every category. So we've got
on the road today. The Chevrolet Silverado from Wagner Chevrolet delivers proven power and capability. Whether you're looking to hold a large family or just your big personality, Chevrolet Traverse is ready for anything. This midsize SUV offers the technology and advanced safety features to help you arrive with confidence. Test drive your next vehicle at Wagner Chevrolet in downtown McCook.
You're gonna save, save, save when you buy a car from us today.
On the field or on the court, rely on your MVP. Athletic trainer Evan DeCook of Community Hospital. He provides services to McCook Community College and McCook High School, covering games, assisting with rehab and recovery, and providing early injury recognition and evaluation. DeCook holds a Master of Athletic Training degree from the University of Nebraska at Kearney, is board certified and state licensed. We're your community hospital. Advanced care, always there.
A little hot under the collar? Well, under your roof, Veteran Heating and Air and American Standard want to keep you cool as a cucumber this summer. Call Veteran HVAC 737-5292 and ask about the great deals on new American Standard AC units. Or maybe your current system needs a little work? Call Veteran HVAC and ask about service calls and service plans. Veteran Heating and Air and American Standard, helping you keep your cool. Call today 737-5292 or visit veteranhvac.com. Thank you.
Hi, this is Danny with Tobias Dental Care. Have you been told that you need a root canal or an extraction and that you'll have to go out of town to have it done? Dr. Tobias has been doing these procedures for over 25 years, and he may be able to save you from the inconvenience of having to travel out of town. Call us today at 345-1510 or stop by and make an appointment at 411 West 5th Street in McCook. And remember, at Tobias Dental Care, we make it easy for you to smile.
We're here standing in the lot of Devaney Motors with a man who's looking for a new car.
Oh, I just love Coach Devaney.
No, Devaney, not Devaney.
Oh, Devaney.
Yes. And here at Devaney Motors, sir, you'll find a great deal of new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram with a nice pre-owned selection, too. Financing available. So remember, it's not a deal unless it's a Devaney deal.
Not Devaney?
No.
No.
Devaney Motors, 401 East B Street, McCook. Devaney Chrysler Jeep Dodge.com.
Drag when your body just won't cooperate? It's like it doesn't understand you're trying to score, hit home runs, or just keep up with the grandkids. That's where the physical therapists at Community Hospital Rehab Center come in. My name is Ryan Harden. I'm a physical therapist and athletic trainer up at the hospital, and we are here to help you conquer your game, your life, and your weekends. Offering specialized treatments like dry needling, blood flow restriction training, and cupping, we are passionate about your success and safety. We help you play. Reach out to Frontier County Physical Therapy in Curtis or Community Hospital Rehabilitation Center in McCook.
Renza is hiring, which means you could work with Alex.
I love working here. The perks are great, but if I'm being honest, I'm really in it for the fries.
Oh, but the fun work environment is pretty great too, right?
Fries.
Career opportunities.
Fry opportunities?
The flexible schedules.
Love that. Means I can have fries any time of day.
It's fry o'clock somewhere. Apply today at Runza.com/jobs or text Runza to 242424.
Stop by Runza, North Highway 83 in McCook. You have projects around the yard that need to get done. But if only you had the equipment to do it. Head to D&S Hardware in McCook and rent the equipment. Rototillers, edgers, jackhammers, you name it, D&S has the equipment. And the rental price is very affordable. Get those projects done this weekend. Head to D&S Hardware. Open Monday through Friday, 7 to 6, and Saturdays, 8 to 3. D&S Hardware on the corner of West 8th and C, McCook.
I keep telling you, these folks are good at real health care, which means they're always working to improve health care outcomes for their patients. To that end, Decatur Health in Oberlin is part of the Get With The Guidelines, a national program to improve outcomes for stroke patients. Not only is Decatur Health a part of the GWTG program, they recently received a Bronze Award for their continued improvement and work with that program. Once again, proving the health care professionals at Decatur Health are passionate about your well-being. Decatur Health, where passion and healing come together.
Horizon Bank has a wide selection of products to help fill all of your financial needs. They have an array of fee-free checking and savings accounts. Or maybe you need a loan. Horizon Bank has you covered with their mortgage, vehicle, personal, refinance, and commercial loans at competitive rates. Visit them today at 312 West 1st Street or online at horizonbankne.com and learn more about all of their great financial services. Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
If you're expecting a new addition to your family, McCook Clinic understands that pregnancy is a journey filled with excitement, anticipation, and sometimes a bit of anxiety. Our dedicated team of healthcare professionals at McCook Clinic are here to support you every step of the way. From prenatal visits to the big day, you'll get compassionate and personalized care tailored to you. At McCook Clinic, get comprehensive OB care services that ensure a safe and comfortable experience for you and your baby. Trust McCook Clinic with your precious journey, because every baby deserves the best start in life, and every parent deserves peace of mind. Visit McCookClinic.com or call 308-344-4110 to schedule your appointment today. McCook Clinic, where your family's health comes first.
It's football time at Pizza Hut on North Highway 83 in McCook. Hungry football fans, listen up. Enjoy the College Saturday Special. Buy any large pizza and get a medium one-topping pizza for free. Indulge in all their unlimited salad bar for just $4. Craving wings, buy 6 or 8 and get a set free. And don't miss out on $3 tall draft beers. During game time, get the great deals, great food, and a great time. Only eligible for dine-in only. Your McCook Pizza Hut, where football and flavor collide on North Highway 83 in McCook.
No matter the outcome of the game, this high five is brought to you by York and Party Electric. Heating and cooling, your local York dealer in McCook. Whether the temp's fourth and long or first and goal, total comfort in your home or business is always a touchdown. Party Electric's foundation consists of efficient, reliable, and cost-effective electrical, heating, air conditioning, and indoor quality products from York. Party Electric, heating and cooling, proud to be your local York dealer in McCook. Give them a call at 345-1660. Find them on Facebook.
Refreshing news! Vols Plumbing and Heating, your Carrier dealer in McCook, can keep you cool as a cucumber this summer. They can! Carrier's Infinity Series Central Air Conditioner with Green Speed Intelligence offers refined cooling, steady comfort, energy efficiency, and exceedingly quiet, cool performance. And each passes a legendary Carrier 100% run testing for quality and reliability. Learn more about Carrier Air Conditioning at Vols Plumbing and Heating, 1005 East C Street in McCook, keeping you chilled this summer.
M&B Family's a different
M&B. In the heart of farming, your financial roots matter. I'm Mitch Johnson with M&B Bank. With deep agriculture roots and a passion for farming, I'm ready to help guide you through the lending process. From an operating line of credit to real estate loans, I'm here to help you grow. Come see me at the McCook location, and let's talk about your farm's future. Call me at 308-345-4240. M&B Bank, there is a difference. Member FDIC.
M&B.
Dignity and respect, it's what you've earned, and it's how we serve. Stop by Carpenter Breland today to schedule your appointment and let us help you secure your family's future. Carpenter Breland Funeral Home and Monuments, proudly serving Southwest Nebraska and Northwest Kansas.
It's time to update your vehicle with one of the most dependable, longest-lasting vehicles on the road today. The Chevrolet Silverado from Wagner Chevrolet delivers proven power and capability. Whether you're looking to hold a large family or just your big personality, Chevrolet Traverse is ready for anything. This midsize SUV offers the technology and advanced safety features to help you arrive with confidence. Test drive your next vehicle at Wagner Chevrolet in downtown McCook.
You're gonna save when you buy a car from us today.
Back here to Caring, Kicks 96.1. Our listeners back. Sorry about that. Pass the end zone going to be incomplete. Reese Knight looking toward the end zone and looking for Gable again. Incomplete pass brings up third down. That's not a bad call by Coach O'Boyle on a second down. Brings up third and goal from the 8-yard line. Thanks to our friends over the Wagner Ford, Wagner Chevy stores, our Bison Drive to the game. Wagner Chevy, follow them on their Facebook page. 201 East B Street, 345-3500. Stop in a Wagner Chevrolet to test drive your next vehicle in downtown McCook. New inventory coming in daily. Big third down for the carrying offense right here. 6:58 left in the second quarter in a tie ball game at 7-7. Carrying receivers wide to both sides. Actually trips right as Knight. One-on-one situation. The pass underthrown. He is going one-on-one against Miles. Is that Miles over here? Is that Ty? That's Ty Junker. Now Ty Junker is, or is that my eight and see? Is that eight or it is? That's Ty Junker who is gimping a little bit. Incomplete pass brings up a fourth and goal from the 8-yard line, and they're going to try to kick it. Joel Brown, the freshman kicker, is on to try to put Gehring in the lead in a 7-7 ball game. Snap good. Kick's going to be on the way. Some pressure. And good. Field goal once again from, it's going to be about 25 yards. 10-7 Gehring. We're back with the kickoff next. Bison football. Kicks 96-1.
On the field or on the court, rely on your MVP. Athletic trainer Evan DeCook of Community Hospital. He provides services to McCook Community College and McCook High School, covering games, assisting with rehab and recovery, and providing early injury recognition and evaluation. DeCook holds a Master of Athletic Training degree from the University of Nebraska at Kearney, is board certified and state licensed. We're your community hospital. Advanced care, always there.
Getting a little hot under the collar? Well, under your roof, Veteran Heating and Air and American Standard want to keep you cool as a cucumber this summer. Call Veteran HVAC 737-5292 and ask about the great deals on new American Standard AC units. Or maybe your current system needs a little work? Call Veteran HVAC and ask about service calls and service plans. Veteran Heating and Air and American Standard, helping you keep your cool. Call today 737-5292 or visit veteranhvac.com.
Rich Barnett back here at Gehring. Gehring gets a 25-yard field goal from their freshman kicker to make it a 10-7 game. Carl's in hog heaven. They're playing Journey up here, so he's feeling it. Would you believe they're playing Don't Stop Believing? Well, they got that baby cranked right below us. Now Carl's starting to beat Steve Perry all over again, or Steve Perry wannabe. Kickoff is coming up from Gehring. Bison trying to get back in the swing of things. 6:51 before the half, 10-7 ball game. Beals will kick this thing off. It'll be Campbell, one of the deep men for the Bison. Beals, not a bad leg. Booms this one. Back pedal is Campbell about the 5-yard line. 10, 15, and tripped up about the 17-yard line. Cable down in coverage that time for Gehring. So the Bison once again not starting off the best on the starting field position. And again, if you just joined us, Quentin Terry is out from McCook with an injury on the far sideline. I think it's an ankle. I think it's looks like maybe rolled an ankle. We'll see if we see him in the rest of the night. As of right now, it doesn't look like at least the first half. All right, the Bison offense back out there. Junior quarterback Trent Riley. I have Tristan Campbell. And that pistol look, Gabe Roberts, the H-back on the right side. Twins to the our left here. And Riley, going to be Campbell. Good running room. 25-30, got a flag coming in. 35-40, Tristan can go. 40, 35-30, 25-20. And he's tripped at about the 10-yard line. But I think this is going to be coming back. It's thrown right smack dab in the middle of the line. It's going to be a hold against the Bison offensive line. Dang it. Yeah, Campbell had a pretty good couple of shifty moves out in the open that time. Big play. All for naught. Now move McCook back to be first and long. Other scores, Class B. Seward leads Lincoln Northwest, big 41-zip. Platteview over Ralston, 7-0. Bennington over Gretna. That train keeps rolling, 21-7. Elkhorn North, 14-7 over Blair. York over Crete, 17-zip. Grand Island Northwest over Aurora. Boy, the Huskies have fallen off the map, haven't they? 28-0. Norris over Pius, 3-0. Scottsbluff big over Lexington, 35-zip. Hastings big over Beatrice, 21-0. Got some lopsided scores again. Timeout on the field. It's 10-7 Gehring. We're back after the quick break. Bison football, Kicks 96.1.
Hi, this is Danny with Tobias Dental Care. Have you been told that you need a root canal or an extraction and that you'll have to go out of town to have it done? Dr. Tobias has been doing these procedures for over 25 years, and he may be able to save you from the inconvenience of having to travel out of town. Call us today at 345-1510 or stop by and make an appointment at 411 West 5th Street in McCook. And remember, at Tobias Dental Care, we make it easy for you to smile.
Back here to Gehring, 6:23 left in the half, 10-7 Gehring. A few stats for you. Tristan Campbell, 8 carries, 80 yards. He would have had that long run. That would have put him over 100 yards again. Gehring has 12 rushes for 39 yards rushing. Gehring, 7 of 15 passing. The Bison are 3 of 10 passing. And both teams with an interception. Bison have turned the ball over twice. Gehring's turned the ball over once. After the penalty and the hold, which negates the long run by Campbell, first and 10, McCook back inside the 10-yard line. By the way, Trip Riley, he got hurt the last defensive series. Don't see him there right now at this point. Shotgun set. It'll be Tristan Campbell. Goes outside, goes inside. Big hole, big seam, 25, 30. First down, 35, 40. Trying to get a block, 45. And he's out of bounds at about the 49-yard line. Huge gain. There's big chunks there again. Boy, Trey Tiller, the center, was clear downfield, trying to block as good as he could that time. Big game for Campbell to drew around midfield. And now with that run, Campbell's over 100 yards for this one. And the Bison knocking on the door. That was, gosh, 5, 10, 15, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35. That was a 40, 42-yard, 41-yard run. Close to it. Twin receivers left. Miles Pullman split out wide left. Roberts, the H-back, in motion from right to left. Pistol look once again. Trenton Riley on first and 10. Campbell again. Good cutback move. 45. Tristan to the 40. And got a first down yards, about 11-yard gain. Campbell again. Knocking blue shirts down on that carry. And McCook in Gearing territory, trying to take this lead here right before the half. We've got a good 141. No, I'm sorry. Let's correct that. Carl, 233 people on the Kix 96.1 YouTube channel. By the way, our good buddy Mike Simmons says you're doing a wonderful job. Thank you, Mike. First and 10, McCook at the Gearing 40. Pistol look again. It's going to be Ethan Schmidt giving Tristan Campbell probably a great, you know, one or two, probably one down. Tristan gets a yard. That's about it. He might get two. Well, he's over there with a towel and a drink of water and trying to get his breath back. It's going to be second and 9. Trip Riley bringing the play from Coach Petrosky on the far side. He's okay. Again, he was shaken up a little bit early in that last defensive series. 5:15 before the end of the half. It's a 10-7 Gearing lead. Bulldogs trying to stay undefeated. Bison trying to go to 4-1. And important with the district play beginning tonight. And McCook, a little confusion offensively. He's going to burn a timeout. 10-7, second and 8. When we come back, Bison football, Kix 96-1.
We're here today in the service department of Davini Motors with a man who brought his car in. What seems to be the problem?
It's making a funny noise, you know, like... So I brought it in.
Smart move. Davini's highly trained staff of auto experts can properly diagnose your vehicle and get it back to tip-top shape in no time. They carry quality OEM parts, too.
Can they fix...
I'm sure they can. It's not a deal unless it's a Davini deal. Davini Motors, 401 East B Street, McCook. Davini Chrysler Jeep Dodge.com.
Isn't it a drag when your body just won't cooperate? It's like it doesn't understand you're trying to score, hit home runs, or just keep up with the grandkids. That's where the physical therapists at Community Hospital Rehab Center come in. My name is Ryan Harden. I'm a physical therapist and athletic trainer up at the hospital, and we are here to help you conquer your game, your life, and your weekends. Offering specialized treatments like dry needling, blood flow restriction training, and cupping, we are passionate about your success and safety. We help you play. Reach out to Frontier County Physical Therapy in Curtis or Community Hospital Rehabilitation Center in McCook.
Back here to Gearing, 5:04 left before the half, second and 8. Bison trailing 10-7 on the move again. After they taken the timeout, they've got two left. Riley, pistol or shotgun set, actually. Tristan Campbell to his left. A little play action, pass out on the screen, far side. Trip Riley has it near a first down marker across the 30. Going to mark it about the 29, looks like, which would be enough for a Bison first down. Actually, the official on the far side going to mark it about the 30, and I think he's going to be short of the first down by about a half yard. So, boy, Trenton had to throw that clear across the field to his brother Trip that time. Couldn't quite. Nice little catch and run. That time by Tripp, just couldn't quite get the first down, and it's third and short. For the Bison offense, this is two downs to make 1 yard right here. Keep that drive going. Ethan Schmidt in the slot here near side. Pullman still got that hand wrapped up. It's not quite the big club like he had last week. It's going to be Campbell this time, and it's got the first down to about the 25-yard line. Tristan. Nice hole up front, that right side for the Bison O-line, and they'll move the chains, and a gain of a couple of yards brings up first and 10. They'll spot about the 25-yard line. First down. Join us again, Coach's Coffee Club in the morning. We're live at Members Bakery and Cafe with a recap and the past week in high school and college sports conversations. All your favorite coaches recap this game and preview the Hastings game next week. 8 o'clock, Kix 96-1. First and 10, McCook, the Gearing 25-yard line. Roberts... The H-back moves up to a tight end spot. It's going to be first and 10 as Riley, Campbell, left side, hits the hole to about the 21. Get picked up 4 yards in the play. Brings up second and 6.
Tackle made by number 3, Creighton Fields of the Bulldogs. Second down for McCook.
Flipping that calendar to October coming up next week. And a couple of home games coming up. Bison get 3 of the last 4 at home on that regular season schedule. Hastings Tigers, Coach Charlie Shoemaker, and his boys are in town coming up next week, and they've got a lead, as you heard earlier tonight. Get to the updated scores at halftime. Second and six, McCook. As fake to get to Campbell. Screen near side, Ethan Schmidt. And couldn't quite escape. He got tripped up. Dove his way ahead about the 19. Picked up about a yard or so. Had Pullman out there for a block, but nice job of the DBs out front. Bargaring. And brings up third about four. Very manageable fourth down right here.
Third down.
Always get a kick out of that public address announcer here at Garing. The things he does and says sometimes. So big third and four. Both teams again with two timeouts left. 3:15 clock running. Before we hit the half. Junior center Trey Tiller brings up that Bison O-line. Get a push up front. They go trips left. Pullman, Landry, and Schmidt. Got to hurry. I think the play clock, Scott, is winding down. Riley shotgun set. Will throw. Looking. Pass going to be incomplete. He was hurried and pressured. Waited as much as he could. Incomplete pass brings up fourth and four. And Coach Petroski, do you kick it right here? Gunner Caps.
It'll
be a long field goal for him. I think they're going to keep the offense and go for it on fourth and four. .249 and clock running. Keep this drive going. Trips left. The tight end, H-back Roberts on the right side. Shotgun set for Riley. Tristan Campbell to his left and fourth and four. Pick the give. Trenton looking to throw off his back foot to the end zone. Touchdown! Can you believe it? Off the back foot. 19-yard touchdown pass. Miles Pullman. That almost, Carl, looked like the play from last week. Almost identical that time. Off the back foot, heaved it, and Miles got some separation in the back part of the end zone, and the Bison got a lead, 13-10. Horizon Bank touchdown number two for the Bison here tonight. I didn't know about that one. Fourth and four, and the pressure was coming, and I thought, oh, boy. Trip Riley to hold it for Gunner Capson. Big extra point right here to make it a 14-10 game. Snaps kind of low, puts it down. Gunner's kicks on the way, and it is good. 14-10 Bison. Back with the Bison kickoff next. Kicks 96-1.
Your lawn looks okay, but it could sure use some work. Head to DNS Hardware and grab all the lawn care items to beautify your lawn. DNS has Ultimate Fertilizer. It's made specifically for your yard in this part of the country. Also, you'll find grub control, weed killers, and more. If you're not sure what's wrong with your yard, ask the DNS staff. Chances are they have a pretty good idea of what it needs. Get that lawn looking its best with a trip to DNS Hardware. Open Monday through Friday, 7 till 6, and Saturdays, 8 to 5. DNS Hardware on the corner of West 8th and C in McCook.
When it comes to Runza's chicken strips and dipping sauces, Megan is an expert.
A real sauce fanatic.
Tell him.
I get my strips with honey mustard when I'm feeling tangy.
Mm-hmm.
And buffalo or barbecue when I'm feeling saucy.
Yup.
And ranch or Southwest ranch whenever I want, because there's never a bad time for ranch.
Preach. Our all-white meat, chicken strips, and dipping sauces are the right food, no matter your mood. Because Runza makes it all better.
Stop by Runza, North Highway 83 in McCook.
Back into Garing, big pass play on fourth and four. About a 19-yard touchdown pass once again from Trenton Riley to Miles Pullman. Second week in a row, those two have hooked up. And the Bison got a lead, 14-10, 2:43. Big defensive series right now from McCook. And on the kickoff return, especially, Garing's got some yards on kickoffs. Don't give him anything right here because you get a stop here and McCook's going to get the ball to begin the third quarter as well. So Gunner Caps will kick this thing off. Gable and Beals back deep. Kind of a pooch kick toward the sidelines. Caught it by Gable on the fly. 20, 25, got the edge. 30, 35, sideline out of bounds. Ugh. Down across the 40 to about the 42, the Garing 42-yard line. Pretty smart move by Gable noticing, hey, if I had to cut it back in, I'm not going to get anywhere. Sideline was open. Bison didn't have enough red and white shirts over there. And Garing, again, with a good return, have it first and 10 at their own 42-yard line. They've got two timeouts left.
42-yard line. First down, Bulldog.
Halftime score, Arapahoe 8, Dundee County, Stratton 0. Carl, it's not a high-scoring game. By the way, updated stats, Tristan Campbell now 12 carries, 140 yards. Pretty good first half. And the Bison are 7 completions for 38 yards, including that big touchdown run. Shotgun set for Reese Knights. Pistol look, trips far side. Little quick hitter right there to the slot receiver, right near the line of scrimmage. Didn't get much that time to Baron Williams, the receiver. A gain of 2 brings up 2nd and 8. And if you're carrying,
second down for the Bulldog.
No sense of urgency. They're taking their sweet time. We're approaching 2 minutes left before the half. See if they air it out a little bit more in the 2nd and 8 right here. Rylan Ray, the receiver near side. They'll go far side with Isaiah Murillo. Slot receiver is Baron Williams. Beals to the right of Reese Knight, a 3-man bison front. Knight looks left, looks right, going to tuck it and run, and slipped about the 44-yard line, gained 1. That was it. Nice coverage by the Bison downfield. Knight had to like to run with it. Picked up 1. It's going to bring up 3rd and 8 with a minute 40 left. Now, if you're McCook right here, you can get a stop here on 3rd, incomplete pass, or whatever. Get a 4th down. You can burn one, maybe one of your 2 timeouts, save some clock. The way McCook's had some big plays tonight, why not? 3rd and 8 for the Gary offense. Ball on the far side hash. 4 wide, trips left. Murillo, the receiver to the far side of the field. As Knight will throw, looking left, going to be complete at the 40. And I am down about the 35. Big play downfield. Rylan Ray got away from Miles Coleman that time. And it's 1st and 10, Garion at the 35, 2 timeouts, and now they've got a minute left, and Garion's going to burn the first of the 2 timeouts. Bulldogs on the move. Bison at 14-10. Back to Gary next on Kicks 96.1.
I keep telling you, these folks are good at real health care, which means they're always working to improve health care outcomes for their patients. To that end, Decatur Health in Oberlin is part of the Get With The Guidelines, a national program to improve outcomes for stroke patients. Not only is Decatur Health a part of the GWTG program, they recently received a Bronze Award for their continued improvement and work with that program. Once again, proving the healthcare professionals at Decatur Health are passionate about your well-being. Decatur Health, where passion and healing come together.
Horizon Bank has a wide selection of products to help fill all of your financial needs. They have an array of fee-free checking and savings accounts. Or maybe you need a loan. Horizon Bank has you covered with their mortgage, vehicle, personal, refinance, and commercial loans at competitive rates. Visit them today at 312 West 1st Street or online at horizonbankne.com and learn more about all of their great financial services. Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Back in there, Garion, big completion pass play from Reese Knight to Rylan Ray. Garion's got the ball in McCook territory, the Bison 35-yard line, 1:02 left and 1 timeout. 4 wide left side, 1 to the far side, empty backfield, 4-5 wide set. It's Knight going to tuck it and run. He's going to go. He picked up a yard. That's about it. Everybody is covered up. It was Andrew Polka. Trey Tiller kind of tripped him up. They're going to give him a yard, if that, maybe actually no gain. 2nd and 10, his knee went down at the marker. 42 seconds left. Shotgun set for Reese Knight, looking left side, going to be complete at the 20-yard line. Rylan Ray again, down to the 15-yard line and down to the 12-yard line. Ray with 2 big catches from Reese Knight. And Gary knocking at the door with 34 seconds left. They stop the clock on the completed pass and let the chain guys get downfield. Man. Big play once again for this Garion offense. Knight almost running run option that time. Got to take it himself, and Trey Tiller gets him up after a gain of maybe 1. 15 seconds left. Garion's hurrying up. They've got 1 timeout. If they need it, we're down to 10 seconds. Knight, and it's going to spike it. With 7 seconds left, you got to make a decision. It's either you're going for the end zone or you're kicking the field goal right here. You don't have any more time except for 1 play. You've got 1 play, and that is it to end the half right here. Boy, 2 big passes. I'm surprised they just kind of didn't go to the end zone that time. Maybe they were trying. They're probably trying. Coach O'Boyle had, once again out there talking to Reese Knight. Got some time here on the incomplete pass.
you would think 7 seconds. Now you think of it, maybe you can get two plays. And boy, you got to be careful if you're carrying, not letting any time left. Maybe bring your field goal team in. And now McCook, I think, we got a delay. It's gonna be a delay of game. Too much time. They'll back him up 5 yards and bring up third down. So we'll back it up now to between the 22 and 23 yard line. And third down, third and 15. They can get a first down without scoring at about the 2 yard line. Just a shade past the 8 o'clock hour. Kicks 96.1. Kicks 96.1 YouTube channel coverage of Bison football here on a Friday night. Bison up 14-10. It's been a dogfight. Some turnovers hurt McCook in this one. Reese Knight, shotgun set, will throw, looking left, fade pattern to the end zone. Rylan Ray, too long. He's got 2 seconds left. 5 seconds on the clock, Carl. Did somebody maybe a little slow on the gun over here on the clock next to us over here? Just drop back, sit there, threw the fade, ball up in the air, and 5 seconds went off the clock. Field goal time coming up for Joel Brown. It'll be a 35-yard 35-yard try from the near side hash to get Gehring with the within one. Snap good, holds good, kick's going to be on the way, and it is on the way and missed it short. It's going to be Gehring, folks, thought it was online, but it was short. So halftime is here. Bison have a lead, 14-10. We'll talk about it after the break. You're listening to Bison Football, Kicks 96.1 and the Kicks 96.1 YouTube channel.
If you're expecting a new addition to your family, McCook Clinic understands that pregnancy is a journey filled with excitement, anticipation, and sometimes a bit of anxiety. Our dedicated team of healthcare professionals at McCook Clinic are here to support you every step of the way. From prenatal visits to the big day, you'll get compassionate and personalized care tailored to you. At McCook Clinic, get comprehensive OB care services that ensure a safe and comfortable experience for you and your baby. Trust McCook Clinic with your precious journey, because every baby deserves the best start in life, and every parent deserves peace of mind. Visit McCookClinic.com or call 308-344-4110 to schedule your appointment today. McCook Clinic, where your family's health comes first.
It's football time at Pizza Hut on North Highway 83 in McCook. Hungry football fans, listen up. Enjoy the College Saturday Special. Buy any large pizza and get a medium one-topping pizza for free. Indulge in all their unlimited salad bar for just $4. Craving wings, buy 6 or 8 and get a set free. And don't miss out on $3 tall draft beers. During game time, get the great deals, great food, and a great time. Only eligible for dine-in only. Your McCook Pizza Hut, where football and flavor collide on North Highway 83 in McCook.
No matter the outcome of the game, this high five is brought to you by York and Party Electric Heating and Cooling, your local York dealer in McCook. Total comfort in your home or business is always a touchdown. Whether it's blazing heat in the summer or bone-chilling cold in the winter, Party Electric offers your family or business the best electrical, heating, and cooling products and HVAC services. Party Electric Heating and Cooling, proud to be your local York dealer in McCook. Give them a call at 345-1660. Find them on Facebook.
MNB, there is a difference. MNB. In the heart of farming, your financial roots matter. I'm Justin Easter with MNB Bank. With deep agricultural roots and a passion for farming, I'm ready to help guide you through the lending process. From an operating line of credit to real estate loans, I'm here to help you grow. Come see me at our McCook location and let's talk about your farm's future. Call me at 345-4240. MNB Bank, there is a difference. Member FDIC. MNB.
Halftime is here at Gary, Nebraska. Halftime is here, Bison with a 14-10 lead. Thanks to, again, all of our great sponsors helping us out on coverage of Bison football here tonight, including our drive, our Wagner, Ford Wagner Chevy drive to the game. You love that vehicle. Of course we love that vehicle. We're going to have that vehicle back once again on the lot, coming up once again tomorrow. Hit the website at drivewagner.com. Excellent service department at both locations. Schedule that oil change today. Call the guys at either location, Wagner Ford Toyota or Wagner Chevrolet, the dealer that makes the difference. Halftime score 14-10. A few stats for McCook. Of course, the Bison started off the game. Got a Gehring to punt on the first series. They kicked it off. Got Gehring to punt. And on the punt, It got a nice carrying roll. Tristan Campbell was back. He let it bounce. He wanted to take up the fly. Just let it go. It's going to bounce. And he knew it was going to bounce inside the five. In fact, I don't think it was going to sit right at the one. Decided last second, I think, to pick it up. Didn't work out. Bobbled it. Carrying a ball with the end zone. Recovered for the touchdown. That's carrying's lone touchdown of the first half. Bison got a late score and a nice throw from Trenton Riley to Miles Pullman to take the lead by a score of 14-10. Great first half for the Bison. 14 carries, 144 yards rushing. Campbell has 140 of those yards rushing. Garing, 14 carries, 41 yards rushing, 13. They have 60 yards passing. 60 yards passing in that first half. Bison had 38 yards passing in that first half. So Bison are close to 200 yards, total offense, which is not terrible. But two turnovers hurt him besides the muff punt. Interception as well by Gary. And also McCook had a pick from Trip Riley as well in that first half. So 14-10 is our halftime score. Got a great second half. Bison will get the ball first to begin the third quarter. We're going to talk other Bison fall sports news, get an update on that, get other Class B scores and other area scores. We'll do that here shortly. Our coverage of Bison football continues next on Kix 96.1 and the Kix 96.1 YouTube channel.
Serving every family as our own. In your time of need, why turn to a business when you can lean on a family? As a family-owned funeral home, we offer a level of dignity and compassion you won't find elsewhere. Carpenter Breland Funeral Home and Monuments, proudly serving Southwest Nebraska and Northwest Kansas.
It's time to update your vehicle with one of the most dependable, longest-lasting vehicles on the road today. The Chevrolet Silverado from Wagner Chevrolet delivers proven power and capability. Whether you're looking to hold a large family or just your big personality, Chevrolet Traverse is ready for anything. This midsize SUV offers the technology and advanced safety features to help you arrive with confidence. Test drive your next vehicle at Wagner Chevrolet in downtown McCook.
You're gonna save, save, save when you buy a car from us today.
On the field or on the court, rely on your MVP, athletic trainer Evan DeCook of Community Hospital. He provides services to McCook Community College and McCook High School, covering games, assisting with rehab and recovery, and providing early injury recognition and evaluation. DeCook holds a Master of Athletic Training degree from the University of Nebraska at Kearney, is board certified and state licensed. We're your community hospital. Advanced care, always there.
Refreshing news! Vols Plumbing and Heating, your Carrier dealer in McCook, can keep you cool as a cucumber this summer. They can! Carrier's Infinity Series Central Air Conditioner with Green Speed Intelligence offers refined cooling, steady comfort, energy efficiency, and exceedingly quiet, cool performance. And each passes a legendary Carrier 100% run testing for quality and reliability. Learn more about Carrier Air Conditioning at Vols Plumbing and Heating, 1005 East C Street in McCook, keeping you chilled this summer.
Getting a little hot under the collar? Well, under your roof, Veteran Heating and Air and American Standard want to keep you cool as a cucumber this summer. Call Veteran HVAC 737-5292 and ask about the great deals on new American Standard AC units. Or maybe your current system needs a little work? Call Veteran HVAC and ask about service calls and service plans. Veteran Heating and Air and American Standard, helping you keep your cool. Call today 737-5292 or visit veteranhvac.com.
Back here to Gary, Nebraska, halftime score 14-10. Bison with a lead. They'll get the ball to begin the third quarter. Other Bison sports news, other sports going on once again this week. Yesterday, it was a busy day for the Bison cross country teams. They went to Ogallala Invitational. They were having some issues with their timing. Very toasty day, and what are you going to temperatures 85 to 90 in cross country here in late September? That's not what you want. Coach Sugar will be in at Coach's Coffee Club tomorrow morning to give us a recap, and we'll get a preview of that UNK invite at in party coming up again on Monday. Bison softball team, they've had a nice week with wins over North Platte, and of course yesterday against Shadron and also Scott's Bluff. They moved to 22-6. You look at the power points, McCook is right there to hopefully stay in front of Scott's Bluff when it comes to the sub-district and a chance to host the sub-district here pretty soon. I know Scott's Bluff is playing in the Lincoln Southeast Classic this weekend, I do believe, with some games. McCook used to be in that tournament, but no longer are in that tournament. They've got one game left coming up next week. So we'll cross fingers, Coach Gillen and his team, once again, will can claim that top spot and won't have to travel to Scott's Bluff for the sub-district tournament. Bison volleyball team has been busy as well, coming off a big road win at Hershey the other night. That was the only game of the week. They had the McCook invite last week. They went 1-2 on Saturday with games at the high school gym. Had Hershey once again with a four-set win yesterday. They're at the Holdridge invite coming up again tomorrow. So good luck to Coach Hoynes and his team once again competing in that tournament once again tomorrow. Bison girls golf team had a busy week as they're kind of counting the days until their sub-district is right around the corner. McCook at the Holdridge tournament just the other day, finishing fifth place overall. Laney Peters was their low score for the Lady Bison golfers in that one. And the Bison boys tennis team is at the Elkhorn Mount Michael. I haven't heard anything from Coach Wimmers yet as far as some results. Elkhorn Mount Michael duel today. They got the Elkhorn North invite taking place tomorrow. So hopefully before the end of the game, we'll get some results on how the Bison boys did in that one. We'll take a break. Halftime continues. McCook up 14-10 over Gehring. We'll talk, get some other scores, Class B scores, other area scores. That great game down at Arapahoe between Dundee County, Stratton, and Arapahoe. We'll talk about that, get some score updates in just a moment. Bison football on Kicks 96.1.
Hi, this is Danny with Tobias Dental Care. Have you been told that you need a root canal or an extraction and that you'll have to go out of town to have it done? Dr. Tobias has been doing these procedures for over 25 years, and he may be able to save you from the inconvenience of having to travel out of town. Call us today at 345-1510 or stop by and make an appointment at 411 West 5th Street in McCook. And remember, at Tobias Dental Care, we make it easy for you to smile.
We're here today with a man standing in very tall grass, scrubbing the side of his house with a toothbrush. Having fun, sir?
No, I'm not.
You know, DaVinci Motors in McCook can give you a great deal on steel lawn equipment, along with power washers that would do a dandy job on your house's siding.
Great. Can you take me to DaVinci's? My car is up on blocks.
They can give you a great deal on a car, too. It's not a deal until it's a DaVinci deal. DaVinci Motors, 401 East B Street, McCook. DaVinci Chrysler Jeep Dodge.com.
Isn't it a drag when your body just won't cooperate? It's like it doesn't understand you're trying to score, hit home runs, or just keep up with the grandkids. That's where the physical therapists at Community Hospital Rehab Center come in. My name is Ryan Harden. I'm a physical therapist and athletic trainer up at the hospital, and we are here to help you conquer your game, your life, and your weekends. Offering specialized treatments like dry needling, blood flow restriction training, and cupping, we are passionate about your success and safety. We help you play. Reach out to Frontier County Physical Therapy in Curtis or Community Hospital Rehabilitation Center in McCook.
Your lawn looks okay, but it could sure use some work. Head to DNS Hardware and grab all the lawn care items to beautify your lawn. DNS has Ultimate Fertilizer. It's made specifically for your yard in this part of the country. Also, you'll find grub control, weed killers, and more. If you're not sure what's wrong with your yard, ask the DNS staff. Chances are they have a pretty good idea of what it needs. Get that lawn looking its best with a trip to DNS Hardware. Open Monday through Friday, 7 till 6, and Saturdays, 8 to 5. DNS Hardware on the corner of West 8th and C in McCook.
Taylor is living the Runza dream.
The fry life is the high life.
He's stacking up rewards on the Runza mobile app.
Points on points on points on points.
That's a lot of free food from Runza.
Yep, I'm headed there for lunch today.
Download the Runza mobile app to start getting rewards. Because Runza makes it all better.
Stop by Runza, North Highway 83 in McCook.
I keep telling you, these folks are good at real health care, which means they're always working to improve health care outcomes for their patients. To that end, Decatur Health in Oberlin is part of the Get With The Guidelines, a national program to improve outcomes for stroke patients. Not only is Decatur Health a part of the GWTG program, they recently received a Bronze Award for their continued improvement and work with that program. Once again, proving the health care professionals at Decatur Health are passionate about your well-being. Decatur Health, where passion and healing come together.
Horizon Bank has a wide selection of products to help fill all of your financial needs. They have an array of fee-free checking and savings accounts. Or maybe you need a loan. Horizon Bank has you covered with their mortgage, vehicle, personal, refinance, and commercial loans at competitive rates. Visit them today at 312 West 1st Street or online at horizonbankne.com and learn more about all of their great financial services. Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
And we're back here to Gehring High School halftime, 14-10. Still, this is a long halftime. We got parents' night going on and for other sports, I do believe. Bison lead of 14-10 of the Class B scores. Stewart over Lincoln Northwest, big 41-zip. Platteview over Ralston, 14-7. Bennington over Gretna, 28-14. Elkhorn North over Blair, 14-7. York shutting out Crete at halftime, 24-zip. Norris shutting out Lincoln Pius, 10-0. Northwest over Aurora, 28-7.5. Scotts Bluff shutting out Lexington, big 42-0 at Ray Ehlers Field in Lexington. Hastings shutting out, or actually has given up a score, 35-7 Tigers. Rolling over Beatrice in Beatrice. Omaha Scott 14, Elkhorn 0. Gretna East over Plattsmouth 33-6. Earlier scores, six-man play. Wallace over Southwest 67-45. Sumner Eddyville Miller leads Medicine Valley in the second, almost near halftime, 48-19. No score on Paxton and Juanita Palisade in that one. In the eight-man ranks, Loomis defeated Cambridge in the afternoon game, 38-14 in Cambridge. Also, it was Hitchcock County with a lead over Bertrand, 18-6. That is nearing halftime. Bayard over Brady, 22-14. Some of the D1 ranks we mentioned earlier, it's 8-0 at halftime last check with Arapahoe leading Dundee County Strand at the half. Low-scoring game. We thought Carl and I were just talking. We thought offenses would come alive in that second quarter, but they did not. Alma shutting out Southern Valley at the half, 36-0. Also scores, North Platte St. Pat's with a 21-6 lead over Highline. And that's take care of the eight-man schools. And C1, we could always, or C2, I should say, Valentine over Hershey, 18-8. And that one, Kearney Catholic over Amherst, 14-7. Ashland File. And some of the C1 scores, Sydney over Gothenburg, that's a tight one. For the Red Raiders, 14-10, that's toward halftime in that one, 14-10. And Cozad over Broken Bow, big 27-0 at the half. Shadron over Ogallala, that's a tight game, 22-14. Minden over Holdridge, 14-7 at the half. Chase County and Alliance, no score that game. Probably just kicked off not too long ago, that game in Imperial. So there's some updates, Class B and the rest of some of the area teams in the 11-man and 8-man ranks. Got about 2 minutes on the clock. Gehring's out getting some warm-ups. Take a break, back in the second half. McCook will get the ball first. Begin the second half up 14-10. More Bison football is coming up shortly on Kicks 96.1.
Expecting a new addition to your family, McCook Clinic understands that pregnancy is a journey filled with excitement, anticipation, and sometimes a bit of anxiety. Our dedicated team of healthcare professionals at McCook Clinic are here to support you every step of the way. From prenatal visits to the big day, you'll get compassionate and personalized care tailored to you. At McCook Clinic, get comprehensive OB care services that ensure a safe and comfortable experience for you and your baby. Trust McCook Clinic with your precious journey because every baby deserves the best start in life, and every parent deserves peace of mind. Visit McCookClinic.com or call 308-344-4110 to schedule your appointment today. McCook Clinic, where your family's health comes first.
It's football time at Pizza Hut on North Highway 83 in McCook. Hungry football fans, listen up. Enjoy the College Saturday Special. Buy any large pizza and get a medium one-topping pizza for free. Indulge in all their unlimited salad bar for just $4. Craving wings, buy 6 or 8 and get a set free. And don't miss out on $3 tall draft beers. During game time, get the great deals, great food, and a great time. Only eligible for dine-in only. Your McCook Pizza Hut, where football and flavor collide on North Highway 83 in McCook.
No No matter the outcome of the game, this high five is brought to you by York and Party Electric. Heating and cooling, your local York dealer in McCook. Whether the temp's fourth and long or first and goal, total comfort in your home or business is always a touchdown. Party Electric's foundation consists of efficient, reliable, and cost-effective electrical, heating, air conditioning, and indoor quality products from York. Party Electric, heating and cooling, proud to be your local York dealer in McCook. Give them a call at 345-1660. Find them on Facebook.
Refreshing news! Vols Plumbing and Heating, your Carrier dealer in McCook, can keep you cool as a cucumber this summer. They can! Carrier's Infinity Series Central Air Conditioner with Green Speed Intelligence offers refined cooling, steady comfort, energy efficiency, and exceedingly quiet, cool performance. And each passes a legendary Carrier 100% run testing for quality and reliability. Learn more about Carrier Air Conditioning at Vols Plumbing and Heating, 1005 East C Street in McCook, keeping you chilled this summer.
MNB, there is a difference.
MNB. In the heart of farming, your financial roots matter. I'm Mitch Johnson with MNB Bank. With deep agriculture roots and a passion for farming, I'm ready to help guide you through the lending process. From an operating line of credit to real estate loans, I'm here to help you grow. Come see me at the McCook location, and let's talk about your farm's future. Call me at 308-345-4240. MNB Bank, there is a difference. Member FDIC.
MNB.
Newly remodeled with you in mind. Hi, this is Christy Dom, owner of Carpenter Breland Funeral Home and Monuments. We believe in funerals customized to every family. By adding personalization to each funeral, we recognize just how unique your loved one is. Carpenter Breland Funeral Home and Monuments of McCook.
We're back to Gary. Halftime is just about over. This is almost as long as the Waverly halftime. Oh, my gosh. We just get halftimes that are an hour long, it seems like. Got a little update on the Bison boys tennis. Had a little texty messages with head coach Matt Wiemers. Bison dropped a couple of jewels today against Elkhorn Mount Michael 5-0 and Elkhorn North 4-1. Coach Wiemers says he feels Mount Michael's the best he's seen in Class B. Elkhorn North will be a top 3-4 team as well. Next up for Coach Wiemers and his guys will be the Elkhorn North invite tomorrow. And there's, I'm sure, going to be some great teams involved with that one. Coming up again on Saturday. Again, join us, Coach's Coffee Club in the morning, live from St. Ritz Bakery, the Beer Rock Cafe, with a recap of the past week in high school and college sports. Conversations with all your favorite coaches. Are they playing Super Tramp, Carl? Oh, my gosh. Carl and I are in cloud nine playing some. I bet you surveyed 75% of these people would now have no idea who is singing this right now. The college buddy. Oh, really? Doing it right now? Really? Good for him. Carl's got some ties up here at Gehring and what songs we can play. That's terrific. Hey, thanks to our friends over the Wagner Ford, Wagner Chevy stores, our drive to the game. Wagner Ford invites you to test drive one of the F-150s. On the bricks in downtown McCook, let our team show you the Wagner difference. Short on time, shop online at drivewagner.com. That's a smooth-looking van. We had a chance to drive up here again. Carl's getting a chance to drive it home tonight. Thank goodness. I can sleep, get a few winks maybe tonight. As 12 minutes on the clock, here we go. Bison will get the ball first as they defer to begin the game. And we'll get the ball first up 14-10. Again, next week, good to be at home. Hastings in town at Wyland Field coming up next week, next Friday night. Wagner Ford pregame is at 6. Kickoff time is at 7 o'clock. As we're into October, high school football coming up again next week. Wish I could get an update on Quentin Terry. See if he set up pretty. He tweaked his ankle. Was that the first quarter, to believe? Didn't play the second quarter. He was over there with the leg up, and I'm 68 out there. I'll have to wait and see. As the kick from Creighton Beals. Had a pretty good leg, and it's going to be Cam. Not going to let this bounce in the end zone. Make sure it gets in the. It died at the 1 yard line. Can you believe that? And McCook gets on back. And you can you believe that? Oh my gosh! McCook was going to let it go. Schmidt was going to let it go, and I thought let it go as well. It bounced and hit the one. It didn't move or didn't go in the end zone. Oh. First and 10 at the 1 yard line. Unbelievable. Third quarter, Carl?
Yes, sir. I'll get there eventually.
I got to say thanks, by the way, Mr. Delavoe. Hello, Mr. Delavoe. He's listening in Joplin, Missouri. Mick Haney is listening from Vegas. I don't know if he's at the roulette table. Is he playing blackjack? Or is he in his home watching it someplace? I'm not for sure. First and 10, McCook at the one-yard line. Got to be careful here. Motion man Roberts, the H-back. It's going to be Tristan Campbell between the tackles. Straight ahead. Gets out of a little bit of a jam. Maybe gain one, two, but I get him out of a little bit of a jam. It's going to be second, and they're going to give him three in the play for Tristan and bring up second and seven. Unbelievable, that bounce, golly. Second time, it's on a funky kick by Bertrand. The first, of course, the punt that took a big, big roll, and McCook muffed it, and a fumble recovering the end zone by Gehring. And then that one to begin the quarter. Twin receivers left for Gehring or McCook. Second and seven, motion man is Gabe Roberts. Riley, shotgun set. Little rollout, wants to throw, has some room to run, and going to be pushed out of bounds at about the eight. Boy, he was almost out of bounds before the push, but apparently Bo Gable, he was still in bounds when he pushed him. And this will bring up third and about four, we'll call it, for the first down.
Third down.
Some new personnel. I see Andrew Pocup goes out of the ball game, bring a couple of wideouts in. See my coach Petrosky has up his sleeve on third and three. It looks like more third and four. Holman, Landry, and Schmidt split out. I'm looking down at, I'll say my right, Tripp's right, as Riley, shotgun set on third and short. Pump fakes. He gets out of the end zone. It's going to be a face mask against the Bulldogs. He's tackled at the one, but this is going to be a first and 10 situation, I do believe, for the Bison offense, as Gehring went up high for that one. As I'm looking at the replay on that one, Carl, nice job with the camera work. And oh, my gosh, that's a 15-yarder. That's a clear-cut 15-yarder. You better be walking, Mr. Official. Oh, come on. If you reel off 5 yards, I'm rushing the field. that was a grab and rip situation. So a 15-yard penalty will mark it out of the 23-yard line. Gets McCook out of a jam. Third and four, almost disaster that time for McCook. Because he was about the goal line. He was trying to get out of the end zone. Twin receivers left for McCook. Gabe Roberts, the H-back at the right side. Tristan Campbell, got a little delay for something. Officials are talking. No clue at all. 14-10, Bison over Gehring. Gehring lit the board first, 7-0. Tie ball game 7-7, 10-7. Gehring, Bison scored late in the quarter again on a Trenton Riley to Miles Pullman touchdown pass. And what could the guys be talking about now? They're discussion on the field. Thanks again, all of our great sponsors helping us out. You'll notice on our Kicks 96.1 YouTube channel, our YouTube channel sponsors, as well say thanks to those folks, a few of them in DNS Hardware, and also Veteran Heating and Air. We're ready to go. Thank you. First and 10. Bison have at their own 23-yard line. Twin receivers left, shotgun set. Campbell, pistol look, it'd be Tristan, straight up the gut, was good room, 25-30, 35-40, got a late flag coming in. Tristan going to be knocked out of bounds by the 35, what could this be? What could this be? I don't think it's a hold, because the official was running down the field and then threw the flag. Dang it, I was looking to look at the replay and I forgot about that one. Both teams are clueless on who it's against. They're pointing towards Gehring. So that should be... Sideline. Sideline warning against Gehring. Okay, let's go. Now we know. The official was running on the sideline through the flag. So The long run by Campbell is going to stay in place. And the Bison got it at the Guerin 35-yard line. I don't think I've... I think you see a sideline warning maybe three times a year, if that. Miles Pullman here near side. Ball in the near side hash. First and 10, Bison have the Guerin 35-yard line on the move, up 14-10. 10:22 clock running third quarter. A little reverse action, Schmidt. Oh, he's got to get some blocks out front behind that line of scrimmage. Ethan did, 30, down to about the, inside, about the 26-yard line. That looked like it could have been went for a loss. Ethan with a good 100-meter speed on the far side of the field, and it's going to be a gain of 9. Actually, yeah, we'll say 8 on the play, bring up second and 2. Ran that reverse, a little misdirection. And second and 2 for the Bison offense. Ball on the far side hash. Twin receivers left from McCook. Roberts, the H-back on the right side. Andrew Polk up the tight end on the right side as well. Second and short. Campbell between the tackles. Good running him. First down. Bulls way to the 20-yard line. Tristan for 7 more yards. He went well over 100 yards that first half. And the Bison move the chains. First and 10 at the Guerin 20-yard line. First down, Bison. Moving the chains out of the 20-yard line. 9:50 clock running here, third quarter. 14-10, Bison. Scrub day brought to you by MMB Bank. Twin receivers right. Shotgun set for Riley. Fake the give to Campbell. Looking to throw. A little pump fake down the middle of the field. Got Miles Pullman overthrew him. Had a nice little window that time to Miles, but overshot him. Overshot him that time. And it brings up second and 10. I don't mind that play call on first and 10. You got to throw on first down every now and then. So here on second and 10 at the Guerin 20-yard line, Campbell. He'll give off to from Riley that time. Tristan for about 5 yards. The market just shy of the 15-yard line. This will bring up a third and a long 5. Once again, 4, the Bison offense. Again, McCook without the certain. Looking over there, did you see 68 over there? Is he in? I forgot to check when the Bison up there. Quentin Terry went out of the ball game in the first quarter with a tweaked his ankle. I don't see him in there right now. So at 3rd and 5 at the Guerin 15-yard line. Twin receivers right, motion man Gabe Roberts come to our way. It's going to be Campbell right side. Big hole, moving the pile. Fifth inside the 10 to about the 8-yard line. Tristan for about 70 more yards. Nice job, Bison offensive line. Moving some people up front. 1st and 10, Bison have it at about the 8.
First down for the Bison.
And right now, Guerin is just trying to figure out something to stop this Bison ground game. 1st and goal inside the 10. Power set, Callum McCorkle in there. Roberts under center is Riley. It's going to be isolation with Campbell and not a lot. Maybe a yard. That's about it.
Tristan Campbell carries the ball from the Cook.
Gable again. We called Gable's a name outside linebacker a lot for Guerin in this ball game, and brings up 2nd and goal from the 6. Boy, in the 2nd and 6, I mean, we've ran the ball. We just keep running the ball, but get your tight ends, get your H-back maybe involved right here possibly. Power set, 2 tight ends. McCorkle in there, extra back on 2nd and 6. Play action, rollout. Looking for Gabe Roberts. Has it at the 4. Had the right frame of mind. Called it that time. Gabe gets about the 4. Didn't get much. Maybe 2 yards. And brings up 3rd and goal from about the 4-yard line.
Gabe Roberts, tackled by number 7, Reese
Knight. We saw. I did have a chance to see our good buddy, Coach Art Rose. Coach Rose, this former teacher and coach in the McCook system years ago. And now in the Gearing Public School System. We had a flag. I didn't know if we had a flag. It was hidden. It's against the Bison. Hold. It's going to back him up 10. Repeat second down. Dang it. Well, it gives him a little bit more room if you want on a pass play. If you want to go that direction. Second and goal now. Back it up to the 16-yard line. Holman split out wide left. Schmidt comes wide right. Poke up and Roberts set up on the right side of the line. Pistol set. It's going to be Campbell. Find some blockers inside the 15. Mark it about the 13, maybe the 12. Tristan for about 4 yards.
Tristan Campbell carries from the
and this is going to bring a third and goal from the 11.
Third down.
Clock is a running. 7:16 left in the third quarter from Gary, Nebraska. Bulldogs have Scott's Bluff. The big battle between the Bearcats and the Bulldogs coming up next week. I do believe that is over across the way at Bearcat Stadium. Bison home against the Hastings Tigers next Friday night. Third and goal from the 11 for the Bison offense. Keep an extra back in there. Trenton Riley's shotgun sets. He'll fake the give. Trenton looks to his right on the flat. Complete. Down to the 5. Campbell to the goal line. I think he's out of bounds before he got there. He got down to about the 1 yard line. Picked up 10. Needed 11. And so this is fourth and is it a no-brainer? It's fourth and goal from the 1. Bison will try to see what they do on fourth and goal. Out in the flat. Campbell just nice job by Baron Williams. Came up late. Defensive back and kind of cut him off toward the goal line. It's a big fourth and 1 for the Bison offense at the Gearing 1 yard line. Power set, McCorkle, Roberts, Campbell, Riley. It's going to be Campbell left side, dives his way ahead. He's got to be in there. Touchdown. 1 yard touchdown run. Tristan Campbell, Horizon Bank, touchdown for the Bison on their first drive here in the third quarter. The Bison up. Making a 2-score game now, 21-10, or 21-10 soon, I should say. Nice push by the Bison up front. Caps on for the extra point. Trip Riley to hold it to make it a 21-10 ball game. Snap good, holds good, kick's going to be on the way, and it is on the way and good. 21-10 Bison, Horizon Bank, touchdown. We're back with the kickoff next on Kicks 96.1.
It's time to update your vehicle with one of the most dependable, longest-lasting vehicles on the road today. The Chevrolet Silverado from Wagner Chevrolet delivers proven power and capability. Whether you're looking to hold a large family or just your big personality, Chevrolet Traverse is ready for anything. This midsize SUV offers the technology and advanced safety features to help you arrive with confidence. Test drive your next vehicle at Wagner Chevrolet in downtown McCook.
You're gonna save when you buy a car from us today.
On the field or on the court, rely on your MVP, athletic trainer Evan DeCook of Community Hospital. He provides services to McCook Community College and McCook High School, covering games, assisting with rehab and recovery, and providing early injury recognition and evaluation. DeCook holds a Master of Athletic Training degree from the University of Nebraska at Kearney, is board certified and state licensed. We're your community hospital. Advanced care, always there.
Rich back here at Gearing. Big score for the Bison. Big run by Tristan Campbell to set things up. Bison running game pretty good. And a 1 yard touchdown run by Tristan Campbell. Extra point was good. Making a 21-10 ball game, 6:39. Bison milked off a good chunk of clock off that first drive, which is good to see. Good to see that. Run that clock as much as possible. Gary Capps to kick this thing off. Beals and Gable back deep. Short kick. Hits about the 20, takes a bounce right to Beals. Tugs the corner, 25, 30, 35. And again, Gearing starting off in good field position at the 40-yard line. Our kickoffs are not going very far tonight. Mr. Capps has got a bad leg, or not for sure what, but just not getting any distance tonight. But He's a youngster. He's, you know, first year doing it. So Gearing has it on their own 41-yard line. Bulldogs, they've had a couple of different formations spread things out. They have a tight double wing look. Come out, twin receivers both sides, ball on the near side hash. Beals with Reese Knight, his quarterback, shotgun set. Going to be Beals and nowhere to go. He is hogtied, eaten up, and swallowed that time. Up front by the Bison. And Spencer Steinbeck had said, no way, it's going to be a short gain. Maybe a yard, a half yard, bring up second and nine. Actually, we had a penalty. Where was the flag? I didn't even see a flag out there. A hold against the offense. Back him up 10. I'm looking at the replay, Carl, and I don't see a flag. Oh, there I do. I guess, yeah, it was out there. So back it up to the 32-yard line. Make it first and 20. Virtually first to 20. Rylan Ray, their big play guy in that first half, split out wide to the left here. Baron Williams in the slot, got twins both sides. As Reese Knight shotgun set against Bison, three-man front. Bison showing some blitz. It's going to be a jet sweep. Beals far side trying to hug that corner. Bison give up some yards there, 35, 36, 37-yard line. Picked up. Pretty good chunk of that right about maybe we'll give him six. Actually, just six. I thought I went for more. We got a Bison down on the play. See who that is on the far side of the field near the Bison bench. We'll take a break. Get back. It's going to be second and 14. We've come back. It's Bison football. Kicks 96-1 and the Kicks 96-1 YouTube.
Getting a little hot under the collar? Well, under your roof. Veteran Heating and Air and American Standard want to keep you cool as a cucumber this summer. Call Veteran HVAC 737-5292 and ask about the great deals on new American Standard AC units. Or maybe your current system needs a little work? Call Veteran HVAC and ask about service calls and service plans. Veteran Heating and Air and American Standard, helping you keep your cool. Call today 737-5292 or visit veteranhvac.com.
Hi, this is Danny with Tobias Dental Care. Have you been told that you need a root canal or an extraction and that you'll have to go out of town to have it done? Dr. Tobias has been doing these procedures for over 25 years, and he may be able to save you from the inconvenience of having to travel out of town. Call us today at 345-1510 or stop by and make an appointment at 411 West 5th Street in McCook. And remember, at Tobias Dental Care, we make it easy for you to smile.
Ever feel like you're playing bumper cars on the lot, trying to find the perfect ride? At Devaney Motors, it's a smooth drive to your dream machine. Whether you're eyeing a rugged new Ram, a journey-ready Jeep, or the buzz-worthy new Hornet, we've got the keys to your next adventure. Devaney's got it. Get your drive on. Cruise east on B Street in McCook or navigate to DevaneyChryslerJeepDodge.com. Devaney Motors, where the journey begins.
Back here to Gearing, Oliver Corbett helped off the field. He was the injured Bison, and we'll cross fingers. It's not too serious already without the services of Quentin Terry, who I'm just speculating kind of rolled an ankle in that first half. Second and 14 for the Bison now. Mark it at the 30, between the 37 and 38-yard line. Bulldogs come out, spread them out again. Four wide set, twins both sides. Ball on the far side hash. Bison rushing three, dropping eight. Knight. Tuck it, run. Bison did a pretty good job staying at home. Picked up just past the original line of scrimmage. Picked up, give him about four, maybe 5 yards in the play, about 4 yards. This bring up third and 10. Spot the ball just over the 41-yard line. So, again, a penalty has hurt Gearing in this possession, that 10-yard penalty, marching him backwards. Counting down to 5 minutes left, third quarter. The Bison up 21-10. Score update brought to you by MMB Bank. Ray and Williams, the two wideouts near side. Murillo, the wideout to the far side. Got an H-back and a wing on the right side as well. As Reese Knight, a little throwback screen, they tried that. Beals gets it, and the Bison slow him up, but he escaped the tackle and about midfield. But I think he's short. Oh, boy, four. Ah, boy, they gave him a generous spot, it looked like. I thought he was down about the 50-yard line, but they're going to see he's a pass. I'm going to look at this replay. McCook had him bottled up, escaped it, missed a tackle. Now I guess he got rolled over at about the 49, so it was a pretty good spot. 49-yard line, first and 10 for carrying the move the chains. Got out of a hole there. Ball on the far side hash, twin receivers both sides. Reese Knight, motion man, jet sweep near side. Gable trying to get blockers out in front, Bison filling the gaps, and Trip Riley kind of slid, reached back with a hand, and tripped him up a little bit. Trip with the trip. Give him a gain of two on the play and bring up second and 8. Tripp really did a good job of covering that edge. Just kind of reached back and tripped him up with a foot that time. And second and 8, we'll call it right here. Under 4 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Or third quarter. I'm trying to get this game over, Carl. Third quarter. Reese Knight, quarterback snap, fake the give inside, pass downfield, over through Ryland Ray, and boy, he had a step. He had a step on Trip Riley. Oh, boy. If that ball's throwing a little bit more air under it, a little bit, possibly. And brings up fourth and 8 now. All right, Garen, you're down 2 scores here. Your defense is not stopping McCook at all, especially against the run. Coach O'Boyle's going to keep that offense in the field, or at least he's going to think about it here for a little bit and maybe burn a timeout. He's kind of talking it out with his coaches and saying, what should I do? What should we do? They're coming out and going to run a play. Trips left. Murillo to the far side of the field on 4th and 8. Should be 4th and 8. Or is it 3rd and 8? As Reese Knight on the quarterback keeper. I'm sorry. I thought it was 4th. It was 3rd and 8. Sorry about that. Now it's 4th and 8. Did I miss a down? I thought it was 4th down. Didn't you think it was 4th down, Carl?
No, it was 3rd.
It was only 3rd. Of course, Carl says, oh, it's only 3rd, Rich. Thanks.
4th down for Gary. Throw you right under the bus.
Now it's 4th and almost 9. I think he lost a yard on that 3rd and 8. Going to keep the offense in the field. See what they do. Ball on the near side hash. Ryland Ray, the receiver, left side. They look for him a couple of big plays in that third quarter. 4th and 8. Reese Knight looking downfield, still looking. Pocket collapses. Downfield wide open. 30. Inside the 30 to about the 25 and knocked down. Boy, wide receiver left open that time for the Bison. Oh, Campbell with the tackle. Look at this on a replay monitor up here. We went to left the receiver that time, and Baron Williams left him, and thinking he was going to run. Oh, we got a flag. Just caught the flag back at the 34 there, Carl. We got a Gehring player down. I think it's a cramp. And Mr. Tristan Campbell is trying to help him out, get that cramp out. Well, we got a flag back here at the 34-yard line, so hold on here. Williams hobbles off. .237 left here in this third quarter. It's apparently no flag. And here we go. Never mind. 1st and 10. Bulldogs have it. On the move, big pass play, moving the chains again, down 21-10. 3 wide looks, spread those receivers near the sidelines. Ryland Ray here near side, inside give to Beals. Bison clog things up, nowhere to go. Davian Hanson, I believe, 62. First.
Beals brought down by number 62.
Yep, it was Hanson that time, Davian. It's going to be a loss of one, bring up 2nd and 11. Don't forget, our run's a player of the game after we're done here. Tonight, latest stats on the Bison offense, another 200-yard night, rushing night for Tristan Campbell, 19 carries, 205 yards on the ground. After three, Carl, Dundee County Stratton, a 20-14 lead over Arapaho. In Arapaho. Oh, wow. Battle of undefeated teams. Second and 11. Keeping it back in that set here. It'll be Gable this time. Reverse directions. Has some room. Trying to get the edge. Hugs it back inside the 20. To about, looks like, at about the 16-yard line.
Well, Gable keeps it for the Bulldogs. Tackle by number 45.
He picked up 10. He needed 11 for the first down. So he'll bring up third and one. Gable went left. Everything clogged up. Went back to the right side. And there was some room. Reese Knight brings in the play. Had a chance to visit and say hi to a longtime Gearing coach, Randy Plummer. Basketball and track and field coach. He was up here earlier. Third and one, under a minute left in the third quarter. In tight and straight quarterback sneak by Reese Knight. And they got the first down. At least one official says yes, he got the first down. See if they run into the play. The clock does stop. They'll move the chains. Probably get one more playoff before the end of the quarter. A lot of times Knight will just pretty much just plain and simple. See you, Coach Rose. Take care of yourself. A lot of times Reese Knight just comes over, the runs over here and gets the play in for Coach Daniel Boyle here at the sidelines. They'll move the chain, spot at the 15-yard line, and they're winding clock. And let's see if Gearing wants to get another play in before the end of the half. They should. We're down to 12 seconds left. First and 10, Gearing at the Bison 15. Bison up 21-10. One score on the board here in the quarter. Reese Knight, screen, near side. Rylan Ray has it. Dragged down about the 11-yard line by Miles Pullman. And that is your quarter. Bison up two scores, 21-10. Fourth quarter is coming up shortly. A kick's 96-1.
Isn't it a drag when your body just won't cooperate? It's like it doesn't understand you're trying to score, hit home runs, or just keep up with the grandkids. That's where the physical therapists at Community Hospital Rehab Center come in. My name is Ryan Harden. I'm a physical therapist and athletic trainer up at the hospital, and we are here to help you conquer your game, your life, and your weekends. Offering specialized treatments like dry needling, blood flow restriction training, and cupping, we are passionate about your success and safety. We help you play. Reach out to Frontier County Physical Therapy in Curtis or Community Hospital Rehabilitation Center in McCook.
Have projects around the yard that need to get done, but if only you had the equipment to do it. Head to D&S Hardware in McCook and rent the equipment. Rototillers, edgers, jackhammers, you name it, D&S has the equipment, and the rental price is very affordable. Get those projects done this weekend. Head to D&S Hardware, open Monday through Friday 7 to 6 and Saturdays 8 to 3. D&S Hardware on the corner of West 8th and C, McCook.
We go to the fourth quarter here at Gearing. Rich Barnett, Carl Raymond doing our great job of the camera work on the Kicks 96 on the YouTube channel. 21-10 Bison with a one score in the first drive. Took a lot of time off the clock and resulted in a one-yard Tristan Campbell, one-yard run. Gearing has second and seven at the Bison 11-yard line to begin this fourth quarter trailing by two scores. 275 in the Kicks 96 on YouTube tonight. Watching there, Carl. Thanks to all of our great listeners, Kicks 96.1, on our YouTube channel as well. Hit that subscribe button if you haven't done so already. Does it cost you a thing? Reese Knight under center, a little double wing look. One receiver to the left, ball on the far side, hash screen, far side, quick hitter. Bison give it maybe a yard, and that was about it on second down. Rylan Ray again. He's had his fair share of balls thrown his way and some catches tonight. Brings up third down. This will be third and five for Gearing. Got to think it's four down territory. Two downs to make 5 yards in this situation. And Reese Knight brings in the play from head coach Daniel Boyle. On third and four, Bison defense get tough right here. A double wing look once again on Reese Knight under center. A little motion on toss. Beals trying to get blocks in front, trying to hug that corner. Bison trying to stretch it out inside the five, about the two-yard line. First and goal for Gehring. As Beals with great speed inside the five and dove his way in about the two-yard line. That's going to be first and goal. They'll spot it actually inside the two, about the, well, inside the two and the one-yard line. Looking at the replay, and Bison just trying to fill those gaps. And Beals with pretty good speed, as we've seen his on the track. Under, just getting on almost under the 10-minute mark here, fourth quarter. It's going to be a big score for Gehring. Make it a one-score game, 21-10. In tight, double wing look. Got receivers both sides. Motion man, going to give. Ah, stopped. Nice job, Bites. Stopped at that time. I don't think he lost it. He even looked like, I think he looked at that time. That was Gable that time with the carry. Straight ahead. Bison stuffed the line of scrimmage. Brings up second and goal.
Second down for Gehring.
Bison stepped at Handsome from the outside. It was Spencer Steinbeck. It was Spencer that time. Really clogged that middle up. Second and goal from the two. Gable behind Knight. Again, that double wing look on second and goal. Get a motion. They'll toss it. Baron Williams trying to stretch it out. Tristan Campbell gets it from behind. Grabs a jersey. And maybe loss of yard in the play. Nice pursuit. Good catch of speed by Tristan. And this is going to bring up third and goal. Maybe it's going to spot at the two again. See, he lost a yard for crying out loud. Well, yeah, about the two-yard line. Like I said, he kind of dove forward a little bit. Again, probably four-down territory, you would think, from a cook for a Gehring right here. Bison trying to stuff it. If you're Gehring, did a little play action. Them leaning heavy on the run here. Three wide, twin receivers right. And a little midline at the quarterback keeper and in for the touchdown on the midline keeper that time. Reese Knight, the quarterback, nicely done. Option read. And he's in from 2 yards out. It's a one-score game, 21-16. McCook in the fourth quarter. That was, I'm looking at the replay, that great move. Belly that back with Creighton Beals and then found the lane, kept his eyes up, and dove his way in for the touchdown. Extra point from Joel Brown is on the way, and it is good. Got a one-score game, 21-17. Bison will get it back. We're back with the kickoff next. Bison football on Kicks 96.1.
Runza is hiring, which means you could work with Alex.
I love working here. The perks are great, but if I'm being honest, I'm really in it for the fries.
Oh, but the fun work environment is pretty great too, right?
Fries.
Career opportunities.
Fry opportunities?
The flexible schedules.
Love that. Means I can have fries any time of day.
It's fry o'clock somewhere. Apply today at runza.com/jobs or text Runza to 242424.
Stop by Runza, North Highway 83 in McCook.
I keep telling you, these folks are good at real health care, which means they're always working to improve health care outcomes for their patients. To that end, Decatur Health in Oberlin is part of the Get With The Guidelines, a national program to improve outcomes for stroke patients. Not only is Decatur Health a part of the GWTG program, they recently received a Bronze Award for their continued improvement and work with that program. Once again, proving the healthcare professionals at Decatur Health are passionate about your well-being. Decatur Health, where passion and healing come together.
Back into Gehring, Rich Barnett, Carl Raymond doing our camera work on the Kicks 96.1 YouTube channel. It's a one-score game. 21-17 and lots of time left. 9 minutes. Both teams have all three timeouts left. Bison need to get on a good drive. Boy, run that football. That's been successful tonight. Campbell another 200-yard night.
Brayden Beals has the ball teed up for the Bulldogs.
Beals will tee it up. We'll see. Bison put two deep. It's going to be Campbell at about the 10. Ah, bobbles it. Has it. 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40. Midfield. That's Ethan Schmidt. Beg your pardon, Ethan. Down to the 40, down to the 35. 22 instead of 25. Sorry about that. Oh, we got a flag back here at midfield. Not my your block in the back possibly there, Carl, but still it'll be – we should get – fair. We won't get the field position like we – on the kickoff, but we still should have an in decent shape, and it's a block in the back. Dang it. Sorry about that. Ethan was a nice job, good move, a couple of good moves after the bobble. From the spot, which is that they throw the flag at the 49, the Bison 49. So, once again, a good return. Dang it. Goes for naught. Thanks all of our great sponsors. Helping us out. Bison football coverage again tonight brought to you by Horizon Bank, McCook Clinic, Pizza Hut, Party Electric, Vols Plumbing and Heating, MMB Bank, and Carpenter Berlin Funeral Chapel. Once again, of McCook. After the penalty, marking it back to the 39-yard line. So it's not terrible field position. First and 10, McCook. Let's get a drive and milk this clock. H-back is Roberts to the left. Twin receivers right. Trenton Riley shotgun set with Campbell behind them. Tristan trying to hug the edge. Get a block. 45 midfield. 45-40. And Tristan with another big run down to the 35-yard line. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 yards. Actually, not quite 25. We'll see him 23 for Campbell. He keeps it going, Carl. He's going to hit 300 for the way it's going. He was well over 200 last check. First and 10 at the 37, the Garing 37-yard line. Twin receivers left with Pullman. Spun out wide left. Riley. Campbell, left side, cuts his way back in, trying to find a little hole, dives away to about the 31. Picked up 6 yards, which is good. 6 yards of cracks, pretty good. Second and 4.
Tackle made by number 20, Gabe Milton. Second down from McCook.
Bison last check. Get those total yards here shortly. Didn't have, you know, came in after before the drive, 65 yards. Rushing 10 yards passing. But now they picked up the pace since this drive started. Of course, a couple of nice runs. Second and 5 here. It's going to be Campbell again between the tackles. Good running room. Across the 25 to the 24. They're going to move the chains again. 8 yard gain by the junior tailback. And it's first and 10 McCook.
First down,
Bison O-line have done their job tonight. Great job. Receivers as well. Looks like McCook's content to just, hey, if Gary, you're going to get the ball back, you're going to have to stop this running game. We're down to almost 7 minutes left in the fourth. 21-17, Bison lead at first and 10. Bison on the move at the Gary 24-yard line. Campbell again, looks inside, looks outside, bounces away, inside the 15, going to mark it about the 10-yard line.
Campbell the ball carrier.
14-yard gain.
Pushed out of bounds by number 3.
Do we have a flag on the play as well? The official from the sideline here was running up. I don't see a flag anywhere, though. Looks like he went out of bounds right at the 10-yard line. Where's the flag? Oh, here it is. We're on the sideline where nobody can see it. So, false start with against the offense. And that nice run goes for naught. We have had not. I think that's the first false start penalty in the entire night.
Yep.
Which,
on either team.
Kudos to McCook. They have cleaned it up from last week. Man, Crete. I mean, there was a flag in every, it seemed like every play. Timeout on the field. Somebody called Bernie timeout. 6:57 left. Bison 21-17. Lead back after the break. It's Bison football. Kicks 96-1.
Horizon Bank has a wide selection of products to help fill all of your financial needs. They have an array of fee-free checking and savings accounts. Or maybe you need a loan. Horizon Bank has you covered with their mortgage, vehicle, personal, refinance, and commercial loans at competitive rates. Visit them today. 312 West 1st Street or online at horizonbankne.com and learn more about all of their great financial services. Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
back into Gehring. It was Gehring that called the timeout. They burned the first of their three timeouts. So McCook still has all three left. Say thanks to all of our great spots, including our Bison Drive of the Game, our friends over the Wagner Ford, Wagner Chevy stores. Your friends at Wagner Chevrolet invite you to shop locally for your next vehicle. Their friendly sales staff is there to help you find exactly what you're looking for. Let the staff at Wagner Chevrolet show you the Wagner difference. Shop online at drivewagner.com. Dang it, that penalty. Hurt McCook had been first and goal virtually at the 10. Now it's first and 15 back at the 29-yard line. Bison twin receivers left. Roberts, the H-back, set up on the right side. On first and long, Campbell's going to give it again, right side. He's stuck after a gain of a couple of yards. The defensive end on that their left side stayed at home, picked up a couple of yards.
Second down from McCook.
Going to give him about three. We'll call it second and 12. Clock running. Keep that clock going. 6:33 left in the fourth quarter. Unofficially, Campbell, 22 carries, 243 yards tonight. Wow, our great statistician doing a superb job. Second and two. Inside give to Campbell again. Went left, went right, crossed the 25, mark at about the 23, picked up two. Back at about the original, just past the original line of scrimmage. Give him three. And bring up third down right here. Third and eight, we'll call it. And again, it's a one-possession game, 21-17. Bison with that lead. How important was that first series of the third quarter? Drive it right down the field and score. Just not, teams haven't had a lot of chances here in this second half. Campbell inside give to about the 20-yard line. That's not going to cut it. At the beginning of three, and going to bring up fourth and five to go for that first down. And Caps is going to come in to try to kick this thing. They're going to. This is at the 19. They're going to spot this about the 25. It's going to be a 35-yard field goal attempt by the sophomore, Gunner Caps. Ball on the far side hash. Trip Riley will hold it. More like 36 yards. Get a leg into it. Snap good. Kick's going to be on the way. I can't tell. He got it! 36-yard field goal. And that makes it a touchdown game, a 7-point lead, 24-17. Nice job, Gunner Caps. Bison kickoff is coming up shortly on Kicks 96.1.
If you're expecting a new addition to your family, McCook Clinic understands that pregnancy is a journey filled with excitement, anticipation, and sometimes a bit of anxiety. Our dedicated team of healthcare professionals at McCook Clinic are here to support you every step of the way. From prenatal visits to the big day, you'll get compassionate and personalized care tailored to you. At McCook Clinic, get comprehensive OB care services that ensure a safe and comfortable experience for you and your baby. Trust McCook Clinic with your precious journey, because every baby deserves the best start in life, and every parent deserves peace of mind. Visit McCookClinic.com or call 308-344-4110 to schedule your appointment today. McCook Clinic, where your family's health comes first.
Rich Barnett, Carl Riemann back here at Gehring. Big field goal by Gunner Caps, 36-yard field goal. Makes it a 7-point McCook lead. 4:46 left. Bison milked a lot of clock off to boot. All right, other Class B scores. Seward over Lincoln Northwest, that's the final, 41-6. Bennington, 42-14 over Gretna, that's in the third quarter. Ralston and Nailbiter at Platteview, 21-20. Elkhorn North, 21-7 over Blair, that's the final. York, a final over Crete, 31-zip. Hastings, big over Beatrice, 49-7, that's still playing. Scotts Bluff, a final over Lexington, 56-7. Northwest over Aurora, 35-21. On the kickoff, returnable, 15-20. 25-30. Beals still on his feet, 35, 36, 37-yard line.
Beals returns them to the 37-yard line.
So Gehring has it at their own 37-yard line. Norris over Pius, 24-7. Scott over Elkhorn, 35-7. Gretna East over Plattsmith, 41-6.
First down, Bulldogs.
On the Hawks, still updated score, Arapahoe 26-20 over Dundee County Stratton. That's in the fourth quarter. Pretty good game, as we expected down in Arapahoe for that one. And battle of undefeated teams. 4:39 left. Bison defense got to get tough right here. Leading by touchdown, 24-7. Trips left for Gary. Ball on the near side hash. Reese Knight with Beals. Got jet sweep action with Beals. Hug that corner, 40. Nice job, Phil, by McCook. Boy, why he didn't cut it back inside. Thought he had a little bit more if he would have cut back that time, but he didn't. Picked up a couple of yards. Give him a gain of 3 for Beals and bring up 2nd and 7. You have to look at that replay on our monitor up here and see. I looked like Beals had a cutback lane. Oh, well, Bison filled it pretty nicely that time. Campbell came up and filled it pretty nicely. Second and 7. 4 minute mark in this fourth quarter. Bison up 24-17. We've got nearly 300 on board the Kicks 96.1 YouTube channel there, Carl. All right. Thanks to all of our watchers tonight. Trips right. It's going to be Beals left side to about the 40. Guy escapes. I thought we had him at the 45. All of a sudden, he shoots ahead of the 50 at midfield. It's going to be enough for a Gehring first down. Andrew Pocup on the stop for the Bison on the far side of the field.
That's enough for a Bulldog.
Bison defense got to get tough right here. Get some stops. Will Gehring, you think they'd go to their air it out a little bit sometime soon. 3:40 left in the fourth quarter, 24-17. Wagner Chevy postgame after we're done. Coach Joe Petroski, talk to him. Been a tough one. He's expected here against this Gehring team. Swing it near side. Gable has some room. 45, 40, out of bounds. Pretty good block. Max Judy, the receiver here near side for Gehring, had a nice block, or at least got in the way. And it's a new set of downs for the Bulldogs. Had a nice block on Ty Junker here near side. It's 1st and 10, Gehring at the Bison 36-yard line. Somebody called timeout, officials timeout, or somebody did. McCook's going to burn the first of their 3 timeouts. Yep, back after the break. You're listening to Bison Football on Kicks 96.1. Maybe we won't take a break here. We'll keep it right here. Coach's Coffee Club coming up tomorrow morning. We're live from St. Ernest Bakery. We're live and direct from Ember's Bakery and Cafe on Norris Avenue, downtown McCook. Recap of this game tonight. McCook and also Gehring, and a preview of the Hastings game with Coach Joe Petroski tomorrow. Recapping all the volleyball, cross country, tennis, golf, and softball from the past week. And look ahead to next week as well. We get into October. That's Coach's Coffee Club, Ember's Bakery and Cafe. Kicks 96.1, KBRL 97.5 FM and 1300 AM. Both teams now with 2 timeouts left, 24-17. Bison making it a 7-point game on a big 36-yard field goal by Gunner Capps on the last possession from McCook. Gehring will come out 4 wide, 5 wide, 4 to the right, 1 wide receiver to the far side, empty backfield. Reese Knight. Gable on a swing, got a flag coming in. This is going to be a hold up front. And nice job of the Bison pursuit out front as well on that little swing pass on the screen. Simon Garcia out there. And they'll push Gehring backwards on this holding. I'm guessing it's a hold. Was that another sideline warning?
I didn't see the signal.
That's here it is right here. Oh, it's a personal foul. Oh, it's a chop block. I thought at first the way he said it was a sideline, but they went the personal foul sign. That's a chop block. And this is a big... Or maybe it was... Was it a sideline? That's not a personal... Well, maybe you get a... I don't know.
Somebody might have been
no. Yep, never know. Anyway, 15-yard penalty marches it back inside Gehring territory, back at the 49. And this is first in a bunch. You're looking at first and 23, 24 yards for that first down. 3:29 in the fourth, 24-17. Bison with the lead. Score update brought to you by MMB Bank. Knight, it's going to be Beals on a jet sweep, 45, 40. Got a pretty good chunk of it right back. He got 14 yards. Back to the rim, or plus, back to the original line of scrimmage. And this will bring up second and 10. Hate to see that much, give up that much on one play. And nice blocking, little kick out block, and couldn't quite grab him, but the 40. Dove his way ahead of the 36. We could be in for quite the finish here at Gehrings Memorial Stadium. Final Friday night football of the month of September. Bunch set here near side, second and 10. We're in the midline option here near side. It's going to be Reese Knight going to keep it and probably should have gave it off. Picks up a yard. Bison, Gable hit it well. Gable had it, but Reese Knight elected to take it himself. Picked up a yard. Brings up third and 9. Looking at that replay, and yeah, I don't know what Knight was looking at because he had a white shirt staring him in the face. And had nowhere to go. Third and 9 for the Bison defense. Get a stop here. Karen's going to go for it in fourth down no matter what. We're at 2 minutes left in this fourth quarter. Boy, a lot of time been rolling off the clock here. 5 wide look, empty backfield. Reese Knight, a little tight end pop pass. Not the tight end, but Gable on a pop pass. He's got the first down. Always used to see that tight end, but Gable in the area. A little quick hitter tripped up by Campbell that time, and they get the 9 yards and a first down. Gable was winged and just went upfield, and Bison didn't cover him up. And it's first and 10, Gary, inside the 25. Actually, yeah, it's at the 25, about the 24-yard line. We're down a minute 35 left here in the fourth quarter, and a Bison 24-17 lead. Spread him out 5 wide again. Empty backfield for Reese Knight. Passed across the way and incomplete. The receiver did not stop. He was going downfield. Is that Ray?
Nice pass intended for Ray.
Yep, but Ryland Ray on the far side was running, and Knight thought he was going to stop, and he didn't. Second down. If he catches, if he stops, he's going to pick about 7 yards in the play. And you never know, a little bit more. McCook kind of backed off a little bit on that one. We're down a minute 22 left in the fourth quarter. And a 24-7 Bison lead, a big second and 10. They'll leave it back in the Gable to help out with Reese Knight. And we have a flag in the play. And hopefully this is going to be a false start against the offense. Back him up 5 more yards and help the cause a little bit. And I think that's what it's going to be. You got it. 5-yard penalty brings up second down. Mark it back 5 yards, second and 15, back to the Bison 29-yard line. Again, both teams, 2 timeouts left in this fourth quarter. Got an even 300, Mr. Carl. Thanks to all of our great watchers on our Kicks 96.1 YouTube channel with this one. A lot of Bison followers back home and around the state, around the country, around the world. Second and 15. Bring a 4 wide here, near side 1 receiver, Ryland Ray to the far side of the field. Reese Knight steps up in the pocket. Got a little room to run. He's going to tuck it and run. Bison, a few stayed home. He picked up actually 1 yard. No, he picked up about 5, I'm sorry. Back home, just past the original line of scrimmage. Sorry about that. So we'll give him a gain of 5. Going to bring 3rd and 10. Timeout, Gary. They got 1 left. Big 3rd and 10 coming up when we come back. It's Bison football. Kicks 96-1 on the Kicks 96-1 YouTube channel.
It's football time at Pizza Hut on North Highway 83 in McCook. Hungry football fans, listen up. Enjoy the College Saturday Special. Buy any large pizza and get a medium one-topping pizza for free. Indulge in all their unlimited salad bar for just $4. Craving wings, buy six or eight and get a set free. And don't miss out on $3 tall draft beers. During game time, get the great deals, great food, and a great time. Only eligible for dine-in only. Your McCook Pizza Hut, where football and flavor collide on North Highway 83 in McCook.
Back here at Gehring, down to the final minute, 10 left, and Gehring's got one timeout. Bison have two left if they need them. Big third and nine. Coach Daniel Boyle and his staff once again talking to the offense. It's two downs to make 9 yards right here. They need seven to tie. A lot of spread formations, four wide here, near side of the right, one Ryland Race, but wide left. Reese Knight, three-step drop, out the flat, Gable, about the 25, dives ahead of the 20, about the 18. Picked up a couple of yards out of the 20, picked up five in the play. This is going to bring up fourth and about four. Fourth and almost 53 seconds left, and I think Gehring just burned their last timeout. It'll be fourth and four for the Bulldogs. Keep this drive going when we come back. It's Bison football. Kicks 96-1 and the Kicks 96-1 YouTube channel.
No matter the outcome of the game, this high five is brought to you by York and Party Electric Heating and Cooling, your local York dealer in McCook. Total comfort in your home or business is always a touchdown. Whether it's blazing heat in the summer or bone-chilling cold in the winter, Party Electric offers your family or business the best electrical, heating, and cooling products and HVAC services. Party Electric Heating and Cooling, proud to be your local York dealer in McCook. Give them a call at 345-1660. Find them on Facebook.
53 seconds left, fourth quarter. The Bison and lead 24-7. Trying to go to 4-1 of the season. Gehring trying to push it to 5-0 to begin the year. Last timeout taken by Coach O'Boyle and this Gehring offense. They have fourth and four at the Bison's 17-yard line. Bison need a stop right here. Get one right here, and the ball game is pretty much over. You get the ball in offense and take a knee and call it good. Bison rushing three, dropping eight. They'll put four wide to the left side, one to the near side. On fourth and four, Reese Knight wants to run, step it up and run. Straight out, Bison. The end zone going to be caught. Touchdown. Oh, my gosh. Bison got sucked up that time. Reese Knight did not cross the line of scrimmage. And it's going to be a 17-yard touchdown pass to get Gehring within one. Looking to throw, and our DBs kind of sucked up, and with that, they had two receivers in the end zone. And it's a 24-23 game. A big extra point from the freshman kicker, Joel Brown, right here. To try to tie it up with 46 seconds left in the fourth. The holder is Baron Williams. Snap good, holds good, kick's going to be on the way. No, did he get it? No, he missed it. Line drive, and it just, I don't know, went wide left. That's a tough angle from us. And a missed extra point. The Bison have a one-point lead with 46 seconds left, 24-23. Kickoff is coming up here shortly. On Kicks 96.1.
Refreshing news. Vols Plumbing and Heating, your Carrier dealer in McCook, can keep you cool as a cucumber this summer. They can. Carrier's Infinity Series Central Air Conditioner with Green Speed Intelligence offers refined cooling, steady comfort, energy efficiency, and exceedingly quiet, cool performance. And each passes a legendary Carrier 100% run testing for quality and reliability. Learn more about Carrier Air Conditioning at Vols Plumbing and Heating, 1005 East C Street in McCook. Keeping you chilled this summer.
Back at Gehring High School, missed a touchdown, 17-yard touchdown pass. Extra point, though, is no good by the kicker, Joel Brown. So it's a one-point McCook lead, 24-23, and you're going to bet your bottom dollar. It's onside kick time for Gehring. Bison hands team is going to be up there, recover this, and go home with a win. as Brown will tee this thing up at the 40, has to go 10 yards. Final score, Arapahoe 26, Dundee County Stratton 20. Wow, Warriors stand. This battle of undefeated teams went back and forth. Now McCook's going to burn a timeout here. Did they have one left? I think they did. I think this is it. They might have one left, too. Quick break. We're back with the onside kick. That's on the way shortly. Kicks 96-1.
MNB, there is a difference.
MNB. In the heart of farming, your financial roots matter. I'm Justin Easter with MNB Bank. With deep agricultural roots and a passion for farming, I'm ready to help guide you through the lending process. From an operating line of credit to real estate loans, I'm here to help you grow. Come see me at our McCook location and let's talk about your farm's future. Call me at 345-4240. MNB Bank. There is a difference. Member FDIC.
MNB.
Back in the gearing. The onside kick is coming up shortly. Bison burned a timeout, and they have one left. McCook does have one left, and they need it. 24-23. McCook by one. Again, the touchdown pass. I didn't think the quarterback was behind the line of scrimmage. Even looking at the replay, I thought he was still behind, but McCook thought he was going to take off and run. Stopped. Receiver wide open in the corner of the end zone. Extra point again by Joel Brown is no good. 24-23. The Bison have six guys right near the 50-yard line. Again, that ball has to go 50 yards. Or 10 yards, sorry. Passed by the 50. Past the 50. 46 seconds left. As Brown on the kick. It's a nice bout with Christmas hop right to Gabe Roberts. Christmas hop. And Roberts has it. The Bison will take an e-victory formation. We'll go home with their fourth win of the season. Gearing will drop to 4-1, barring any disasters right here. But what a way to start off the district play. A nail-biter here at Gearing, 24-23. Wagner Chevy postgame after we're done. And the Bison get a big road win again. Second one of the season. Got the big win against Beatrice. Lost against Waverly. Now the third of the long road trips. Get a big win 24-23 again against Gearing. But the Bulldogs, it'll be interesting next week when Scottsbluff is undefeated. Scottsbluff 5-0 against 4-1 Gearing next week. I do believe we're at Bearcat Stadium. That's going to be big. Boy, the Gearing folks giving their team, giving both teams, or probably more their team, a round of applause, standing ovation for this one. They really battled tough in this one. And Trenton Riley takes a knee, and that will be your ball game as the Bison will go home once again with a 24-23 win. Postgame, the Wagner Chevy postgame is coming up here shortly on Kicks 96-1.
Harvey Breland Funeral Home and Monuments proudly serves Southwest Nebraska and Northwest Kansas through traditional funeral service, on-site cremation, preneeds, and monuments. Stop by today and let our staff assist you. Carpenter Breland Funeral Home and Monuments, 305 West C Street in McCook.
It's time to update your vehicle with one of the most dependable, longest-lasting vehicles on the road today. The Chevrolet Silverado from Wagner Chevrolet delivers proven power and capability. Whether you're looking to hold a large family or just your big personality, Chevrolet Traverse is ready for anything. This midsize SUV offers the technology and advanced safety features to help you arrive with confidence. Test drive your next vehicle at Wagner Chevrolet in downtown McCook.
You're gonna save when you buy a car from us today.
On the field or on the court, rely on your MVP, athletic trainer Evan DeCook of Community Hospital. He provides services to McCook Community College and McCook High School, covering games, assisting with rehab and recovery, and providing early injury recognition and evaluation. DeCook holds a Master of Athletic Training degree from the University of Nebraska at Kearney, is board certified and state licensed. We're your community hospital. Advanced care, always there.
A little hot under the collar? Well, under your roof,
Veteran Heating and Air and American Standard want to keep you cool as a cucumber this summer. Call Veteran HVAC 737-5292 and ask about the great deals on new American Standard AC units. Or maybe your current system needs a little work? Call Veteran HVAC and ask about service calls and service plans. Veteran Heating and Air and American Standard, helping you keep your cool. Call today 737-5292 or visit veteranhvac.com.
Hi, this is Danny with Tobias Dental Care. Have you been told that you need a root canal or an extraction and that you'll have to go out of town to have it done? Dr. Tobias has been doing these procedures for over 25 years, and he may be able to save you from the inconvenience of having to travel out of town. Call us today at 345-1510 or stop by and make an appointment at 411 West 5th Street in McCook. And remember, at Tobias Dental Care, we make it easy for you to smile.
Ever feel like you're playing bumper cars on the lot, trying to find the perfect ride? At Devaney Motors, it's a smooth drive to your dream machine. Whether you're eyeing a rugged new Ram, a journey-ready Jeep, or the buzz-worthy new Hornet, we've got the keys to your next adventure. Devaney's got it. Get your drive on. Cruise east on B Street in McCook or navigate to DevaneyChryslerJeepDodge.com. Devaney Motors, where the journey begins.
Drag when your body just won't cooperate? It's like it doesn't understand you're trying to score, hit home runs, or just keep up with the grandkids. That's where the physical therapists at Community Hospital Rehab Center come in. My name is Ryan Harden. I'm a physical therapist and athletic trainer up at the hospital, and we are here to help you conquer your game, your life, and your weekends. Offering specialized treatments like dry needling, blood flow restriction training, and cupping, we are passionate about your success and safety. We help you play. Reach out to Frontier County Physical Therapy in Curtis or Community Hospital Rehabilitation Center in McCook.
Post Game Show is brought to you by your friends at Wagner Chevrolet. Wagner Chevrolet is a proud sponsor of Bison Sports. Wagner Chevrolet, located on the corner of East 1st and B in downtown McCook.
Wagner Chevy Post Game continues here. Kicks 96.1 or Kicks 96.1 YouTube channel. Coach Joe Petrosky talking to his kids down there. 24-23. Wild, kind of almost a wild finish as the Bison. How about the big field goal by Gunner Capps? 36-yard field goal to make it a touchdown game. That was the big difference down for the stretch for the Bison. Garen got a drive going, got the 17-yard touchdown pass, missed the extra points. And it's a 24-23 game. Stat-wise, what a night for Tristan Campbell. We had him for unofficially 25 carries, 252 yards rushing. Wow. Bison close to 300 yards total offense. Garen had 88 yards rushing tonight. More through the air. But still, I thought Bison defense, you know, tested tonight, no question about it. Those turnovers, you go back to the first quarter, the turnover on the muffed punt on the first after the first drive after Garen had to punt. And Tristan Campbell was back, and God bless him. He wanted to get it on a hop. He didn't want that thing to bounce inside the five, and he elected to take it about the one and bobbled it. Garen had two guys right there and fell out in the end zone, and it was 7-0 right away. A couple of picks. We had turnovers, had a pick. Two turnovers in the ballgame. We came back. Tripp Riley had a pick from McCook. It kind of went back and forth a little bit. Neither team had a lot of drives in that second half. I mean, it was one for the Bison each quarter. First leads each quarter. Actually, two for the. You think about it, two for the Bison in the second half, and two for Garen in the second half, and that was about it. Bison win at 24-23. Get ready for Hastings coming to Wildland Field next Friday night. Wagner Ford pregame at 6. Kickoff time at 7. Garen will play their rivals, crosstown rivals, Scotts Bluff at Bearcat Stadium coming up next Friday. Coach Petrosky on his way up. And our Wagner Chevy postgame continues here shortly on Kicks 96.1.
When it comes to Runza's chicken strips and dipping sauces, Megan is an expert.
A real sauce fanatic.
Tell him.
I get my strips with honey mustard when I'm feeling tangy.
Mm-hmm.
And buffalo or barbecue when I'm feeling saucy.
Yup.
And ranch or Southwest ranch whenever I want, because there's never a bad time for ranch.
Preach. Our all-white meat, chicken strips, and dipping sauces are the right food no matter your mood. Because Runza makes it all better.
Stop by Runza, North Highway 83 in McCook.
I keep telling you, these folks are good at real health care, which means they're always working to improve health care outcomes for their patients. To that end, Decatur Health in Oberlin is part of the Get With The Guidelines, a national program to improve outcomes for stroke patients. Not only is Decatur Health a part of the GWTG program, they recently received a Bronze Award for their continued improvement and work with that program. Once again, proving the healthcare professionals at Decatur Health are passionate about your well-being. Decatur Health, where passion and healing come together.
The post-game show is brought to you by your friends at Wagner Chevrolet. Wagner Chevrolet is a proud sponsor of Bison Sports. Wagner Chevrolet, located on the corner of East 1st and B in downtown
McCook. Wagner Chevy post-game continues here at Kicks 96.1. Bring along the coach, head coach Joe Petroski. That's quite a hike up here, isn't it?
It is a little bit of a hike up here. I tried to take my time so I wasn't too out of breath, but it didn't work.
Coach, you knew? Boy, Karen coming in. They're sky high, and they gave you a battle in this one. Boy, turnovers just... That first quarter, looking back, a couple of big ones kind of hurt you early, didn't they?
Yeah, we just had some things throughout the game that just a little uncharacteristic for us as far as, you know, not fielding some kicks. And we had a lot of penalties, and we had some turnovers. And, you know, we just got to clean that up, and that's really kind of what kept the game where it was. But, you know, hats off to Garen. Garen's one heck of a team. Coach O'Boyle's got them going in a great direction. I told him that after the game, and we knew it was going to be a battle. And, you know, we just had too many self-inflicted things on us that, you know, just didn't allow it. We didn't get the ball very much either. Yeah. I mean, I don't know how many possessions we had, but pretty much every time we had the ball, we had to go score, and we did.
I thought tonight cleaned up, for the most part, on penalties tonight. I thought from last week to this week, didn't you?
Yeah, you know, I just think there were still some times of holding penalties, and, you know, we just got to clean up some special teams. I just think, you know, we gave up too many yards in the kick return game at times, and, you know, we just got to shore those things up, and you know, because that's a lot of hidden yardage that we gave up and gave them great field position, and then the other way around on some things that we need, just uncharacteristic that would, you know, you just sometimes you got to go through that failure a little bit to see that and get it cleaned up.
Finally, a couple of your guys, Oliver Corbin and also Quentin Terry, how are they feeling?
Well, unfortunately, I think we got a couple knee injuries, so we're going to have to kind of see and get evaluated. That was a real bummer. Mm-hmm. You know, we're excited we won the game. It was an exciting game. We won by 1 point. Right at the end of the game, unfortunately, we got a couple guys injured with Quinn Terry and Oliver Corbett. So we'll just kind of see what the evaluation is for them, and we'll pray maybe we can get them back.
You bet. Coach, we'll let you go. We'll see you in the morning, okay?
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Head coach Joe Petroski, appreciate his time. Once again, we'll talk to Coach much more. Coach at Scott of the Club coming up tomorrow morning. Thanks, Carl Raymond. Super job. I tried to get a pair of headphones on his head, but he had enough to do with the camera work tonight. Did a phenomenal job on our Kicks 96.1 YouTube channel, and we had a ton of people once again that were on board our Kicks 96.1 YouTube channel. So we appreciate that. Coach's Coffee Club in the morning. We are live from Amber's Bakery and Cafe with a recap of the past week in high school and college sports and conversations with all of your favorite coaches. For Carl Raymond, I'm Rich Barnett. Have a great weekend, and thanks for listening to Bison Football on Kicks 96.1 and the Kicks 96.1 YouTube channel.